The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Del Hollow Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball, presented by Wellworth Bank. Air in common. Same heart, same people, new name. Because you're well worth a bank that believes in you.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Happy Sack and Obi River Markets, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
By Clay County Funeral Home, helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
By Wellworth Bank, care in common.
By Macon Trust, come grow with us.
By Del Hollow One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around. Right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those who serve.
It's still awfully early into the 2026 basketball season, and both of the Clay County teams are using a lineup of non-conference matchups to form themselves into what they want to be when the new year comes and brings with it District 7A action. This afternoon in Joe Sims' gym, the Black, Purple, and Gold clash for the second time this season with the squads from Jellicoe High School, who've made the two-and-a-half-hour trip to Salina. Mount Walker and the 2-2 Lady Dogs haven't won since beating the Lady Blue Devils 87-51 and are in need of a victory. While Rob Edwards and the 2-2 Dogs were not at full force when they lost in Jellicoe 66-68, and now they look to avenge that loss. Join us as we get set for a Dogs and Devils doubleheader.
Welcome to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. An in-depth prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball brought to you by local Park City store owners Chris and Derek Hicks.
Fueled by their compassion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or equipment part to fit your needs.
Plus, they specialize in rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more. So besides getting you back on the road and back on the water, they can also get you back to work in no time.
And they provide it all with community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. So give H&H Auto and Equipment Parts a call, 931-243-7278, for all of your parts needs.
Though H&H is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway and Scoopers, inviting Bulldog fans to come enjoy both their favorite sandwiches and ice cream treats on the bypass in Salina.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements, with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Eco Pounds of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Harvey Springs.
Jones Country Cafe, serving country cooking at its finest on Salina's historic courthouse square.
Ollie's Place, look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Back Home Electric, your local licensed and insured electrician for commercial, residential, remodel, service calls, and more.
Macon Bank and Trust, your hometown community bank since 1919.
Poplar Grove Bucky Shop in Gainsborough. The next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Blake County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, preview tonight's girls matchup, and much more. We get ready to tip off Lady Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Welcome into the H&H Auto Equipment Parts pregame show, our second basketball broadcast of the season. For the second time in 3 days, we're high top Joe Sims Gym looking down on Rob Edwards Court. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'll try to be smoother and more descriptive than last time. As I run the camera and call the action, I'll be joined throughout the broadcast, maybe by Joe Sims, not here yet. Doug's joining us now. Doug, we're always glad to have you for boys. Actually, may have you for girls tonight, the absence of Mr. Sims.
Yeah, if he don't make it in, I'll Try my best.
Of course, a little bit of a wintry mix starting to fall outside, so if Mr. Sims is tuned in, we do have it covered. Don't try to rush just to make it here. Also joining me here tonight is a man who we didn't get to hear enough of. During Tuesday night's broadcast, had some malfunctions going on with our headsets. I, for one, hope we've got him back under normal circumstances this evening. He's our analyst, statistician, and founder, Thomas Weaver, and it's just not the same when he's not on the air. He was intermittent the other night. Maybe we'll have you the whole time, Thomas.
Oh, I'm just the host and the statistician during basketball anyway. You and Doug and Coach Sims do a great job without me, but yeah, great to be back here for what's going to be back-to-back nights of Clay County basketball action, Daniel. And you know, we've got Clay County's first rematches of the season as Jellicoe comes to town. Should be a fun night, especially the boys' game. Jellicoe, the Blue Devils are a up-tempo type team, and we know we can play that way too.
Yeah, high-scoring contest last time, dropped that game 66-68. Did not have Nolan Adams. I mean, Cole Eads did, but he had literally played like 12 hours before against South Pittsburgh, so you could essentially say he wasn't even there. It's going to be different tonight.
Yeah, and then, of course, the girls' game, we saw the Lady Dogs light up the scoreboard in that one, Doug, so that one should be fun too.
Oh, yeah, they played really well up there and made a lot of good long shots that night, and everybody played, and it was just a good game for the Lady Dogs.
That'd be something I look for them to have tonight, to kind of rebound over a tough shooting out against Macon two nights ago.
We're looking forward to it, but we wouldn't be here without our sponsors on the Horizon Sports Network. They make it all happen, and we can't thank them enough. And a special shout-out to our presenting sponsor for this basketball season, Wellworth Bank. We appreciate them getting on board this season, and you'll hear a lot more about Wellworth and their rebranding. Of course, Bank of Salina is now Wellworth Bank, along with a lot of their other branches throughout the Upper Cumberland and beyond. So thank you to them and Russell West and all the friendly folks down on the four-way stop, that iconic building in Salina, for making this happen. And, of course, we always like to say the Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the Del Hollow Horizon newspaper, so we hope folks will pick up a copy next week for coverage of tonight's games. Up next during the pregame show, we'll talk about Clay County's games with Macon County from Tuesday night. So stay with us for much more of the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show, where we normally go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Del Hollow Horizon recap segment. But with Tuesday night's games being played after the newspaper went to press, we'll just summarize Clay County's battles with Macon County. The Lady Dogs dropped a 2-2 on the season with a 52-40 loss to the Tigerettes after the Macon County girls outscored them 24-14 in the second half. The Clay County girls led by as many as 5 in the first half, but went on to suffer the 12-point loss. Ella Eads had 16, Natalie Smith had 10, Helen Garrison 6, Kalia Crawford 6, and Baylor Walden 2. And Doug, that was kind of a tough one for these Lady Dogs. I thought that They got their footing in the first half, just couldn't close the deal down the stretch.
Yeah, well, that's the first time we've played a team to give them some adversity, you know, to really push them hard. You know, Macon is one of those teams, they play really tough physical defense and push you all night. And, you know, we didn't adjust that well. So
yeah, Vam, you know, Vam, you're in a good team, but a different team, making a lot more physical.
Yeah, and that physicality is where we got to get better. You know, so, and I think they will. I think they learn a lot from that game the other night. You should, anyway.
On the boys' side, the Dogs improved to 2-2 with a 54-48 win over Macon County. Clay County boys came out hot to go up 15-3 at the end of one before the Tigers cut it to 24-23 at the break. The Dogs then outscored them 17-6 in the third to go up by double digits and held on down the stretch. Nolan Adams dropped a game-high 20. Warren Melton made four threes and scored 15 points. Cole Lee's also in double figures with 13. Jake Copeland had four, and Aiden Cherry, two, Daniel. And, Doug, you talked about that, these football players kind of getting their feet under them, and I thought they did that in that game.
Yeah, I thought they did it pretty well. You know, talking to Coach Edwards a little bit earlier, he thought they got a little bit tired in the second and a little bit there in the fourth, just where they ain't in basketball shape yet, but pretty pleased with the effort and what they had there tonight. And like I said, each night it should get better.
It should, and Coach Owens came up to us, Thomas, after the game, gave a good compliment to him. He said, you know, Clay County just a little bit grittier than my team at this point, and they got some guys that know how to win games.
And they did. Folks, pick up a copy of next week's newspaper for all those details from those games and all the action this week. We'll be right back with much more of the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show as we get ready for Clay County and Jellicoe here on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Big news coming from Twin Links. Introducing Tri-Lane Mobile, your new wireless solution for the people who bring you better internet. Get started with plans that begin at free. Yes, your first year of unlimited service is on us when you upgrade or sign up for Twin Links Internet and enroll in auto pay and paperless billing. Bring your own device or choose a new one and keep your same phone number. Enjoy nationwide coverage, local service you trust, and budget-friendly options that fit your life. Call 931-476-2355 or visit twinlakes.net to learn more. Some restrictions may apply.
For years, the Citizens family of banks has been operating in our communities under several names: Citizens Bank, Bank of Salina, Liberty State Bank, Smith County Bank, Traders Bank, and American Bank and Trust. Now we're all coming together under one new name, Wellworth Bank. Together, we're ready to serve you with even greater care. Wellworth Bank, care in common. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back here live on the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show. Time for the Back Home Electric Girls 7A update. On Tuesday night, Clay County lost to Macon County 40-52. Pickett County lost to York in a close one, 47-53. Redbone Springs lost to Trousdale County 36-39. Jackson County beat Gordonsville 54-43, and Clark Range was idle. Clay County, the only team that has action tonight here hosting Jellicoe. So overall standings, no district games have been played yet. Clark Range is 5-3, Red Bullman 3-3, Jackson County 3-4, Clay County 2-2, and Pickett County 1-4. But those records deceptive, particularly, Doug, somebody like a Pickett County 1-4 record. New head coach up there this year. I almost started to say Brent Smith always schedules a tough non-conference schedule. He's no longer the head coach. Got a new first-year head coach up there.
Yeah, but I still would think that's that tough schedule.
Yeah.
But a lot of times it's a two-year swing and everything, and I ain't looked at their schedule this year, but that 1-4 could be real deceiving.
If I'm not mistaken, tomorrow night, Pickett County travels to Oakland to play basketball. So there's a tough matchup right there, 6A Oakland.
Yeah.
You know, So, 1-4 record for them. Good win for Jackson County against the Gordonsville Tigress. We know how good Gordonsville is. They returned everybody and have that second-year head coach who brought a lot of energy to the team. That's a good win for Jim Brown.
And probably is going to be that number one coming out of that district over there when he gets region time. They got to think so.
Folks, that 7-day update has been brought to you by Back Home Electric, owned and operated by Brett White, offering all things electrical, including commercial, residential, remodel, service calls, and more from your local licensed and insured electrician. Count on Back Home Electric for all of your electrical needs.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life, too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from the air to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from the air to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy-efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low-interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no-money-down, low-cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Fishing and boating at Delhalla Lake are some of the best you'll find anywhere. The Clay County Chamber of Commerce invites local folks and out-of-town visitors to make plans now for a trip to Delhalla Lake. Not only is the lake home to the world record smallmouth bass, but it's one of the best houseboating lakes in the nation. For more details, you can contact the local chamber at 931-243-3338 or visit delhallalake.org.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network. Under a minute before this one gets going, that means it's time for Tipsy's final take. Last word before tip-off, when we give our last thoughts, it's brought to you by Ollie's Place. Doug, a rematch already in the season. Of course, we always talk about different things from a coaching standpoint, but I think the talent level is so different on these squads. Coaching may not matter. We just need to go out there and play ball, don't we?
Well, there won't be no surprise here, team tonight. Each one know what they're going to do. The big thing for Clay County tonight is just forget about Tuesday night. You know, come out here ready to play and do what you do, and you can't fix Tuesday, so just come out here ready to play.
Well, if there was one thing through all the games you've seen so far that you would just say Clay County needs to work on this, what would that be?
Well, I think defensively we've got to get a little bit better, and I think we've got a lot better defensively. I think from last year to this year we're better defensively, but defense is your main. You know, if you play good defense, rebound, you're gonna have a shot every night.
Yeah, that makes good sense. Hold the team to less than 50, and you ain't gonna score as many yourself. Folks, that's been Tipsy's final take, brought to you by Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul today. We'll go to break here on the Horizon Sports Network for the playing of the national anthem here at Joe Sims Gym. We'll come right back after that and give you the Gone Country Cafe Lady Bulldogs starting lineups. You're watching a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball, presented by Wellworth Bank. Carrying confidence, same heart, same people, new name, because you're Wellworth, a bank that believes in you.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
The Happy Sag and Obie River Markets, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
By Clay County Funeral Home, helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
By Wellworth Bank, carrying common.
By Macon Bank and Trust, come grow with us.
By Delhalla One Star Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Back here on live with the Horizon Sports Network in front of this Jellicoe Clay County game, and it is time for Gone Country Cafe to serve up your Lady Bulldogs starting lineups. Jellicoe Lady Blue Devils, the visiting team wearing those black travel jerseys, blue numerals on them trimmed in white. Head coach Gary McNeil, they are 0-5 on the year, playing out of District 3 Single A. Starting for Jellicoe, sophomore number 0, Taylor Marlowe, junior number 3, Kendall Osborne, sophomore number 5, Sophie Lay, senior number 42, Chloe Creekmore, and I'm unsure on the class of number 22, Presley Spicer. The Clay County Lady Bulldogs head coach Matt Walker, 10th season overall, 193 wins to 95 losses, 2-2 record on the year, two-game losing streak. They wear their white home jerseys, black numerals on them, trimmed in gold. Starting for Clay County, junior number 3, Natalie Smith. Junior number 11, Helen Garrison. Senior number 12, Becker Walden. Sophomore number 22, Brooklyn Scott. And a senior number 24, Ella Eads. Starting lineup has been brought to you by Gone Country Cafe, family owned and operated by Steve and Cassandra Cornell. Gone Country serves country cooking at its finest with breakfast all day, weekday specials till 2 p.m., new extended hours Monday nights, and their famous Friday night catfish. Have you gone country lately? Time to get this one on. These teams met back on Saturday, November 22nd, in Jellicoe. Lady Dogs won that contest by a whopping 36-point margin, 87-51. We're looking for more of the same.
Yeah, we saw Halen Garrison start to get hot in that one. 6 made three-pointers in it, Doug. She did it back-to-back nights. Didn't make one against Macon County on Tuesday. Did a good job of guarding. Let's see how Jellicoe handles her here.
Yeah, well, teams and scouts, we're going to try to do something with Halen because she's going to be a key to our offense. They're going to try to do something with her when we play them.
Mishandled tip by both squads. Kind of ended up going out of bounds, and Clay County going to get possession here. Ellie Eads inbound in the corner, works into Becker Walden. Lady Dogs working at the hoop to our left. Walden, power move to the hoop, kicks a baseline pass over to Crawford. Crawford actually getting the start. Garrison draining it from right wing. Didn't take long, guys.
Didn't take long. That's what we like to see.
So Crawford getting the start, the sophomore Crawford, rather than, I guess, sophomore Brooklyn Scott. I was looking down. Yes, that's the change in the starting lineup. And Scott is on the bench tonight. She is dressed. Garrison with the steal comes the other way, misses the layup under a lot of duress from the Lady Blue Devils. And now a foul going to be called.
They got a walk.
Or travel, yep. Okay. 7:25 mark of this first quarter. Lady Blue Devils working left to right from our vantage point as we sit atop the visiting bleachers here at Joe Sims Gym. Clay County is always in the first half shooting the hoop to our left. Jellicoe basketball, as I always say, bear with me as I learn the opponent here. Junior Kendall Osborne running the point. She travels, I assume,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, got to walk on that one, too. About the same looking play.
Smith with it, coming the other way across the timeline. Natalie, top of the key, picks up the dribble, kicks over to Kalia. Kalia now going to drive, gets to the hoop, shot off the glass, no good. Fighting for the rebounds, Baker Walden comes away with it, kicks to Garrison. Garrison baseline drive, kicks to Walden. Thought about a three left wing, drives into the paint, shot up, good. Baker Walden with an aggressive bucket. I like it when Baker drives.
Yeah, I think she's really good when she attacks.
Face to the basket, attacking the hoop. 6:51 mark of the first, and timeout is taken by Jellicoe.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obi River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies,
yeah,
cold
well,
drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obi River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network. Lady Bulldog basketball.
Tri-County Electric
encourages
you.
Well Worth Bank. And we went all over you on that commercial break, Thomas, early in the season still. Garrison, a steal and a bucket.
That was a nice move by Halen. Good bucket right there.
Lady Dogs in front, 7-9 over Jellicoe. Jellicoe ball, Creekmore. 10 bound off to our right. Thomas, you had some statistics from the prior engagement. Who was the leading scorer for this Lady Blue Devil team last time out? Kalia Crawford comes up with a steal. Doug, looks like Clay County defensively just dominating the Lady Blue Devils right now.
Yeah, they've come out with a little aggressiveness tonight, a little bit different. So,
jump ball call. Crawford had taken the steal, came down, missed the layup, Walden the rebound. Possession arrow favors Jellicoe. 6-10 mark of the first, 7-9, Jellicoe in front. Early start time on this one. Ended up being good. Got some a wintry mix of precipitation coming in, but 2.5-hour trip for Jellicoe on a school night, leaving the eastern time zone and coming here into the central time zone, so they needed early start time anyway. Lady Blue Devils looking for their first bucket. Have it out top, defended by Smith, who travel perhaps. They get away with it, though. I do not see a 10 on my roster. Maybe I've got some bad numbers. Okay. High entry pass to the post, taken away by Walden. Better going to give off to Smith. Natalie going to bring it back the other way. Natalie crosses the timeline. The junior guard drives the right side of the hoop, gets to Walden in the paint, kicks out to Garrison. Wide open three ball left side. No good. In and out. Rebound Eade. She's fouled from behind.
That's just good effort over there to get that rebound.
That's one area that kind of stuck out in the Macon County game from Tuesday night. Really got out-rebounded by Macon County. And, of course, you talked about the physicality of the AAA Tigerettes. Had a senior post in there, Slayton, and she was pretty tough.
And that's your typical Macon County. They're going to bring a good physical team every night to play, and you got to be ready.
Eads hits the first free throw, second one away. Also good. We will start to have season averages and totals once a few more games get under the belts of the squads. Let those things develop a little bit. 9-0. 5:05 mark of the first. All Clay County. A steal by Smith. Natalie comes the other way. Sets up shop at left block. Backs it out. Gives to Walden. Baylor kicks to Crawford. Crawford, three ball right side. No good. Rebound Eads. Ellis put back, blocked from behind by Creekmore. Creekmore going to pull it down, bring it out of herself. Crosses the timeline for Jellicoe, picks up the dribble at left wing, works to a teammate. Over to the hands of Marlowe, who gives off to Lay. Lay now works against Eads, pivot shoots, a foul call on Ella.
That pretty good little take right there. Ella kind of bailed her out, though. That's when Ella's just got to kind of let go, because that probably not going in.
Former Lady Dog Eliza Jenkins officiating tonight, I think. Has turned into an outstanding official and certainly a great player during her time here.
Yeah, it's good to see those young players getting into the officiating.
She's done this for quite some time, I believe, too, hasn't she?
Yeah, I think 4 or 5 years now anyway. So,
of course, Alex Grace, another who has spent a lot of time officiating. Second free throw, good. And that was Sophie Lay. 9-1 now. Clay County in front by 8. Eads with it. Left wing gets to Garrison. Back to Ella. Back to Halen. Knocked away, though, by the Lady Blue Devils. And it will stay Lady Dog basketball.
One thing I've noticed tonight, they're giving Halen a little more attention than they did up there. You know, up there, they let her have too many wide opens. And now they're giving her a little more attention.
6 threes will do that, I suppose.
Well, it should.
Garrison to Crawford. Kalia going to drive. Gets to the hoop. And I like the aggression we're seeing from Kalia Crawford tonight.
Yeah.
Mentioned Walden playing with her face to the hoop and driving. You see Crawford also driving in there.
Well, we got some good matchups that we can attack off the dribble. And Kalia's one of them. She can get by about whoever's guarding her every night. So, need to do that.
I think maybe that's why we see Crawford rather than Scott tonight in the starting lineup. Just a matchup issue. Yeah. We talked about it with boys with Jake Copeland, Kagan yeah. Copeland. Really depends on the opponent yeah. about who we see.
And that's a similar with these two. It's, you know, you match up, so you need guards, you need posts, and good interchange right there with those two.
Sure is. Good on both of the free throws was Clay Crawford. That's always nice to see, 11-1. Clay can't even print by 10 halfway through this first quarter, 4:05 mark. In the hands of Osborne, right wing. She drives to the block, shot off the glass high, got it in there. 11-3 now.
You were talking about Kalia Crawford. She also had a big night at Jellicoe, 19 points in that contest herself. She and Halen Garrison, but they weren't the only two. Also, Ella Eads and Allie Smith. I'm sorry, Brooklyn Scott in the double figures.
Garrison, another bomb about 5 feet behind the arc right side. Second three-point of the night. Yes, good scoring from all parties involved as a bucket's made for Jellicoe. I'm watching that number 11, Danae Henderson with the bucket. Makes it 14-5. Garrison, deep ball again. Ooh, no good off right side. A quick catch and release. Typically when she's feeling that rhythm like that, it's usually going to be a made shot.
Yeah, and of course tonight, everything she's turned loose looks like it's going in, so that's a good sign, too. It looks good.
Of course, Garrison, one of those, certainly has some natural ability that she's inherited there. Of course, her uncle Trent Bowles, three-point champ from his days playing for head coach Rob Edwards, but Halen's a gym rat, puts a tremendous amount of time in. A lot of shooting. You don't get that kind of stroke by accident.
No, you
comes with a lot of work.
There's a lot of work in those.
Osborne in the corner. Actually, that is Sophie Lay. Gets it out of her hands. The Silcock's taken away by Ella Eads. She said, I'll take that. And the senior point guard heads the other way, loses the handle, though. Lady Blue Devils back in possession. A back and forth as it's knocked away again. Crawford reclaims it. 2:25 mark of this first quarter, 14-5. Garrison to the hoop. Shake and bake layup is good.
Clay Kane is attacking the rim a lot tonight. That's good for us.
16-5, Lady Dogs in front. Black, purple, and gold have led throughout. Henderson going to be fouled on the floor.
We got that on Tyler.
Tyler Adams is checked in. She gets the personal. Talked about her aggressive play the other night, and kind of like to see that.
Yeah.
Well, don't want to see him come in and be tender about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, she's one of those physical style players, so it's, you know, that's probably kind of up her alley a little bit the other night.
Joining Adams on the floor, we have Brooklyn Scott, Garrison, Eads, and Crawford. 2 minutes left in this opening quarter. Lady Devils to the hoop, shot the glass, no good. Over the back call against number 22, Presley Spicer. And I believe it was the freshman Adams with the box-out positioning that drew that foul. Minute 56 left in this quarter, so some full-court pressure being applied by Jellicoe. I've got confidence in Ella Eads and her teammates to get it across the timeline, though, and they do so. Garrison, right wing, inside to Scott. Scott in the paint, point-blank range, good. Knew what to do with it, didn't you?
Exactly. That's a good. Press break right there to get that easy shot.
Assist from Garrison, finished by Scott from right block. 18-5 now, 13 points to lead, and a turnover by Jellicoe. Osborne sailing it out of bounds. Hard for me to see those blue numbers on those black jerseys.
Yeah. Not as bad as some football games.
That's what I was about to say. At least you can see them a little bit better than football.
Minute 25 left in this opening quarter. 18-5 the score. Garrison, top of the key. Gives it to Adams. Adams over at right wing. Back to Garrison. Inside at the high post to Smith. Back to Halen. Halen drives. Gives over to Crawford. Three ball. Looks good. Is good. Had a good line on it.
I don't know what it is about Jellicoe, but she plays so good against them. You know, last year she had a career game against them last year up there.
She
this
did.
This year I think she said had 19, so there's something about them she really likes.
Yeah, and four outings now against them. Of course, three of them have the makings of being high-scoring affairs. Don't remember that first one at home. I remember the boys' game at Jellicoe last year. The power went out on us. 7:18 left in the fourth and didn't get to finish the contest. Osborne at the line shooting free throws. Hits the first, got another one coming. Garrison gets a breather, 1:02 left in the quarter. Eads, Adams, Scott, Smith, and Crawford on the court. Second free throw, no good by Osborne. Rebound Smith. Natalie now crosses the timeline. Presses head to Tyler Adams. Three ball left side, no good. Got her on rebound. Actually, Smith comes up with the rebound. Natalie playing well tonight. Kicks to Eads. Ella shot faking a drive all the way to the rack. It's good. Ella gets it to go off right side. Slashed in there from left wing. 40 seconds and ticking. Tyler Adams comes up with a steal, knocks it loose. Brooklyn Scott picks it up. Now to Smith, now to Crawford. Crawford off the glass, good. Clea Crawford nearing double figures. I know maybe 8 points anyway now. 20 seconds and ticking. 25-6 on pace for 100, Doug.
Yeah, they're playing well right now.
Carrying the ball, called against Jellicoe. seconds here. Adam Smith, Eads, Crawford, and Scott. Natalie with it. Runs the point. Dribbles it up the left wing. 7 seconds. Gives to Tyler. Tyler to Ella. Ella called for the travel. Had that hesitation step and drug the foot.
Yeah, probably should have just shot it right there. She had a good clean look because doing what they've been doing all night, getting to the rim. So can't fault that.
4.1 seconds left as Jellicoe inbounds against some full court man. Maybe a 2-2-1 press. I'm not good at identifying that kind of thing. Creekmore loses the handle. Actually gets a shot off. Hits off the top of the backboard in the buzzer sounds. 25-6 after the first quarter. Clay Kenny leading over Jellicoe.
You to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to Clay County Bulldog Basketball, being presented by Wellworth Bank, where Clay County leads Jellicoe here in the girls' game 25-6 headed into the second quarter. And here's your dog scoring summary brought to you by Salina Lumber Company. Lady Bulldog scoring summary, we are in the girls' game. Clay County 25 first quarter points. Ella Eads has 4, Baylor Walden 2, Brooklyn Scott 2, Kalia Crawford up to 7, and Halen Garrison 2 3-pointers and 10 first-quarter points. She's already into double figures. Sophia Lay has 1, Kendall Osborne 3, and then Nanea Henderson 2 for the Lady Blue Devils. This Lady Dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Salina Lumber, the getting place. Serving you since 1962, Salina Lumber has been supplying local construction projects for over 6 decades and remains committed to their longstanding tradition of supporting the community. Salina Lumber, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Second quarter action underway. Kalia Crawford with it. Drives to the hoop. Foul called. Kalia got that looking around tonight. And like you said, Doug, maybe it's just Jellicoe. Maybe it's Crawford starting to come out of her shell and become a confident player.
Well, and you see that. You've seen that from game one to now. She has got a lot more confidence and a little more aggressiveness there, and that's what you want.
Absolutely. Needs to do that. You want everybody to be a scorer, and she certainly has the ability.
Yeah, if you become a threat, then that changes your team dynamic completely.
Both of the free throws good. She's perfect from the free throw line tonight. And Crawford, another one of those similar in ways to Lacey Weeks last year as far as her athleticism. Yeah. Just an outstanding jumper, runner, just a really good skill set athletically. Missed three ball by Jellicoe. Rebound, Ella Eads. Ella across the timeline, works into the paint. Kicks out to Kalia. Kalia now to Natalie. Natalie distributes from the top of the key. Going to keep it herself. Drives into the paint. 6-foot jumper. Good. Had the shooters roll, and Natalie Smith puts Clay County up 29-6.
Not sure what Coach Walker's discussion was, but they've really been aggressive to get it to the paint tonight.
Yeah, a lot of attacking. On the floor, those original five starters. Creekmore's three ball, no good. Rebound by a teammate, kicked back out to Creekmore. She works it over there to Osborne. Osborne, a spinning drive into the paint, puts on the brakes, misses off the glass. Rebound, Ella Eads. Ella now pressing the issue, and here's that same pace, that aggressive attack, and a foul call. Jellico getting hands in there. Shooting fouls going to put Ella at the line to shoot to. Another contest here tomorrow night, weather pending, against Friendship Christian. Of course, it was already announced earlier in the day, Clay County Schools would run on a two-hour delay tomorrow morning. And I don't know, when I came in here a few minutes after 4 o'clock, it was already starting to spit the snow. It could be that we already have some accumulation out there. Hard to say.
Could have.
No windows. Most gyms don't have them. I guess a few do, but don't have any here in Joe Sims Gym to see outside. Ella good on both the free throws, and that is a strength at this point for Clay County. Thomas, you've got a headset tonight. We'll let you talk. You weren't able to the other night. We need to be quiet more and give you some room here.
Not at all. You're thinking this is football, Daniel. It's not. It's basketball.
Fast pace for sure, and Crawford adds another bucket.
Kalia Crawford in the double figures. She got 11 now.
6:15 mark of this second quarter, and feeling like one of those nights we'll see the bench cleared before it's all said and done, 33-6. Helen Garrison comes up with a steal. Taken back away by Jellico. Osborne with it now. Works the right block. Off the glass. No good. Rebound Ella Eads. She's got at least 4 tonight, maybe 5. They call the jump ball. Possession arrow in favor of Jellico. Have we missed a free throw?
We have not. A perfect 8-for-8 so far here in the first half is Clay County.
I'll go ahead and take credit for the next one that we missed since I'm bringing it up. Jinxing it. 6-minute mark of the second. Worked into Henderson. Henderson hands off to Osborne. Osborne cross-court delay. Sophie Lay in the paint. Pivots. Tries to pass down low. Taken away by Garrison. Halen. Outlet pass ahead to Kalia. Kalia in the paint. Off of the glass. Good. Give her 13. 5:35 mark of this second quarter. 35-6. Garrison tips away. Gets in the pass zone. Steals it. Lays it off the glass. Good. Bay County just dominating Doug.
Yeah, defense, they're getting their hands on everything. Coming away with those steals.
Clay County needing a get-right game after losing the last two in a row. 5-point loss to Van Buren, 58-53, if I'm seeing that score correctly. And the 12-point loss to Macon County, 52-40. So this one's feeling pretty good right now for Coach Walker and the girls.
Yeah, you want to get that because, you know, the next little bit of the schedule is going to toughen up again. So.
Walden off the glass, assist from Ella Eads. Baylor with the finish. Now, Friendship Christian, obviously we used to know about them, but they have not been in our region in quite some time. I've lost touch of them. Typically, the private schools, if they want to be good, are good.
Yeah.
I just don't know their current status.
I don't either, and that, of course, I ain't went back and started looking at them this year yet. But, you know, typically, though, you're right. They're usually pretty competitive when they want to be competitive. And,
yeah. You know, if they want to win a state title in volleyball, why, within a year's time, they'll have a pretty good volleyball team.
Yeah, that is true.
Just whichever direction they want to take it. Friendship's boys have been strong, of course, on the court over the years. 4:40 and ticking. Second quarter, Osborne. Jumper in the paint. No good. Rebound Ella Eads. Joining Ella. We got Tyler Adams, Helen Garrison, Brooklyn Scott, and Kalia Crawford. Garrison, right wing. Three ball good. Third of the night for Garrison, if I'm correct. Nice to see her with her stroke back. I think she went 0-3 against Macon. Didn't take a lot of three-point attempts, but did not hit one. And that's kind of strange. Of course, second year starting now as a junior, and typically she'll have at least one made three-pointer in the game.
But, that, you know, got to give Macon credit there, too. They knew where she was at all the time.
Halfway through the second quarter. Here we are, Tyler Adams coming in. They're going to call a foul on it. And I don't like the call. I thought she was like Brother Noah and Nate, just trying to intercept the pass going after one there.
Yeah, both players kind of met at the ball, but a lot of times that goes against the defensive set.
And not a real lot of the contact right there. So
no.
Most times, of course, the score may have affected that a little bit.
Yeah, certainly so. 42-6, Clay County in front. Jumper missed by Osborne. Rebound Scott, she hands it off to Crawford. Crawford to Adams, time off the glass, good. Her first points of the contest. The freshman getting some valuable minutes here. We see Baylor Walden, Izzy Smith, and Natalie Smith going to the table to check in, so it'll be the first time we got to call action with the sisters on the court at the same time. Freshman Izzy and junior Natalie. Bucket good by Kendall Osborne, the junior. Ella Eads comes the other way. Missed the shot, and a rebound by Osborne. Jump ball call. Garrison, Crawford, and Eads come out. So the lineup on the floor, Brooklyn Scott, Izzy Smith, Tyler Adams, Natalie Smith, and Megan Walden.
I think this is the first time we've had this lineup together.
No doubt.
Which will be interesting. But that's a good little lineup right there. So
it is.
We'll
of course, Izzy, I guess, the point guard of the group.
Yeah.
And she's a spark plug. Just a real energetic player. Good defender.
She's definitely going to get after you when she's
really
on the floor.
Quick. Walden with it. Right wing on the inbound. Baylor works against Creekmore. Gives to Natalie. Natalie off to sister Izzy. Izzy going to drive. Kicks to Tyler. Of course, Tyler and Izzy classmates. Back to Baylor. Now across to Izzy. 2:50 and ticking, second quarter. Adams works to the elbow. Bounce pass to Walden. Walden in a triple team. Bounces over to Smith. Natalie, three ball left side. True. A good one.
Really good ball move to get that look for Natalie.
Spicer with it for the Lady Blue Devils. Kicks to Lay. Lay to Marlowe. Now back to Sophie Lay. Lay works against Natalie Smith. 2:20 mark of this second quarter. 47-8. 39 points the differential. Now in the hands of Shelby Silcox, who bounces back to Lay. Sophie Lay picks it up. Izzy Smith, nearly got the steal. Going to be maintained by Marlowe, though. Blocked shot by Natalie Smith. Regained by Sophie Lay. Clay County longer than Jellicoe, and it's just creating problems for him. Now a three-pointer taken by Marlowe, no good. Rebound Tyler Adams. Tyler going to put it to the floor. Crosses the timeline herself. Works into the front court. Thought Walden or somebody was going to break to the basket. Miscommunication.
Yeah, Baylor just hadn't turned around just yet as Adams unleashed the pass there.
Yeah, I think it got there a little quicker than she was expecting to get there.
Well, you know, another of those examples, a senior working with a freshman prior to this year had never been on the same team before. Never had having the privilege to play together.
That's what I like about this. You're going to kind of mix them in with those veteran players to get them going.
Absolutely. Foul's called, and we'll see Sophie Lay going to the line. Busy week. Three basketball games here in Joe Simmons Gym. And Saturday, going to have junior pro basketball going on here. That's kind of been brought back to Clay County High School this year. I think last year, Hermitage Springs School kind of hosted the junior pro festivities and moved it back over to Salina this year. Don't know if they plan on alternating over the years or what, but looking forward to that. Always good for the little guys, the little girls to get their first start of playing.
Yep. That's your future. You got to have them playing.
One of the free throws hit by Sophie Lay. Izzy Smith comes down quickly. Shot no good. Rebound Lady Blue Devils. Minute 5 left in this second quarter. I see a comment about boys action starting. We figure typically maybe 5:45. For boys action to start, this will be a quick second half in this contest, a running clock. Girls started at 4:30, figure an hour and a half for each contest. So, and it'll go quick with the second half here. I figure 5:45 start for the boys. That's a guess. Brooklyn Scott on the rebound. Down to 40 seconds in this second quarter. Her shot off the glass good. Brooklyn with multiple buckets in the contest. Fourth point, I believe.
You know, really impressed with going back to last year, how she can be out on the floor and handle the ball for her size, Doug.
Yeah, and that's always a plus as a team when they all handle the ball a little bit. You know, every player on the floor can handle. Baylor can handle. You know, so when your bigs can handle, that changes the way he has to defend you.
Absolutely.
Forty-point ball game, guys, here in the first half.
49-9, certainly is. 25.3 seconds left in the second quarter. Creekmore inbounds. Izzy Smith knocks it to sister Natalie. Natalie crosses the timeline with it, drives inside, 8-foot jumper, good. Clay County shooting an extremely high percentage from the field tonight, from the free throw line, from the three-point, just everything's good.
Well, they're shooting a lot of it from that high percentage range, too. They're shooting a lot in the paint.
Natalie Smith, correct? Made the last bucket?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Izzy got the steal, dished off to Natalie, and she did the rest. 7 seconds left in this first half. Natalie Smith with it. Works to Brooklyn Scott. 2 seconds now. Brooklyn going to go to the hoop with it. Shot good at the buzzer. Why not? Everything else has been for Clay County. What a first half. 53-9 at the break over the Lady Blue Devils of Jellicoe.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Lady Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapman for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Whether it's working from home, online learning, or video calls with family, Twin Lakes is here for you. We're your neighbors, your local internet provider, and we know how important a strong, reliable connection is for you and your family. With the area's fastest network and local support you can count on, you're never just another number. You're part of our community. Visit us online at twinlakes.net or give us a call at 1-800-644-8582 to get started today.
For years, the Citizens family of banks has been operating in our communities under several names. Citizens Bank, Bank of Salina, Liberty State Bank, Smith County Bank, Traders Bank, and American Bank and Trust. Now we're all coming together under one new name, Wellworth Bank. Together, we're ready to serve you with even greater care. Wellworth Bank, care in common. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes, your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local Chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local and regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome into the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, where the Clay County girls lead Jellicoe 53-9 here at halftime. And it's time for your first half breakdown, brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. This one's been all Clay County
from the jump as they jumped out to a 25-6 lead headed into the second quarter at the end of one, and they kept that pace and even added to it in the second as they dominate throughout and lead 53-9 here at the break. For Jellicoe, they're being led by Kendall Osborne with 5 points. Sophia Lay has 2, and Danaya Henderson 2 for the Lady Blue Devils, who just scored 6 in the first quarter and 3 in the second. Clay County already 2 into double figures with Halen Garrison leading the way. She's knocked down 3 three-pointers and has 15 points here at the break. Kalia Crawford just behind her with a Baker's dozen, 13. Ella Ease has 6. Baylor Walden, 4. Natalie Smith, 7. Brooklyn Scott has 6. And Tyler Adams, 2 points for the Lady Dogs, who lead 53-9 here at the break in Salina. This first half breakdown is brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Learn about their new Lifetime Checking account and find out how to make a deposit from anywhere with ease, check your balance, and much more at MaconBankandTrust.com. Macon Bank and Trust, come grow with us. Stay with us for much more of the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, Clay County Lady Bulldog Basketball, being presented by Wellworth Bank.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obi River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obi River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to Joe Sims Gym here on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. Clay County up 53-9 over the Lady Blue Devils of Jellicoe. Time now for the local sports lowdown brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors. We'll start off with Hermitage Springs basketball. Tonight, Hermitage Springs is hosting Dodson Branch for homecoming. I'm sure there's a packed house down there. At this point, the teams have the following season records. 5th and 6th grade girls, 6-5 on the year. 5th and 6th boys are 0-12. Junior high girls 5-7, and the junior high boys 5-7. So Doug, I know that you have at least seen the Hermitage Springs Sonic A8 games. Pretty refreshing to see 3 of the 4 teams down there sitting around that 500 or better record. That speaks well.
Oh yeah, you want both schools to have talent because they're all coming to one spot eventually and everything,
right.
And they do, and you know, got some good young coaches down there developing them. That's what you want to see, too. So we're just proud of that bunch working with them and them doing well.
And what I like the best, some of those junior high scores that assistant coach Andrew Meadows sends me from the boys. He sends me all of them. Of course, he's helping with the boys. Summer Cherry coaching the girls. But high scoring games, you know, so points are being put up, always a good thing. Sonic K-8 basketball. Tonight, the junior high teams are on the road in Hartsville. At this point, the teams have the following season records. 5th and 6th grade girls are 2-8. 5th and 6th boys, 4-6. Junior high girls, 4-6. And the junior high boys, 8-2. So there again, with the exception of the junior high boys who had that strong 8-2 record, three out of four of that 500 mark are better and similar to the Hermitage Springs teams in that regard.
Yeah, and like I said, again, you just like to see them all doing well. And, you know, you stay in that 500 range and better, you're pretty successful in this area because this area is tough when it comes to sports now.
No doubt. Raptors 905, Tyreek Key and their 905 are 9-0 and set first in the Eastern Division Showcase Cup standings. Last night they defeated Capital City Go-Go 123-104. Tyreek logged 18 minutes of game time, a lower scoring effort, 4 points, but he did pull down 5 rebounds in the contest. Tomorrow night they'll battle again against the Capital City Go-Go, and I know you keep tabs on Tyreek, Doug, and sometimes go on the road to watch him play. Heard anything out of him lately?
Well, I talked to him actually about a week ago, maybe a week and a half, and he's kind of excited with that team. He said it's a real good team, fun to play on. He's had some big nights with them. Right now they're sitting the only undefeated team in that league, the Holy Key League. So that's saying a lot.
Four divisions of teams,
yeah.
And they're the only one,
that's undefeated. So he's enjoying it, likes playing, so that, you like that. So
absolutely, and glad that he is getting to live his dream, and glad we're able to follow along and talk about it here on the Local Sports Showdown. It's been brought to you by Crumman Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof, metal, and more. There are the folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements. Third quarter fixing to start. More of the same, I'm assuming, guys. What do you think?
Don't need to change anything. They just keep going like you're going and, you know, put a little bit of this to get your reserves in and get ready for tomorrow night.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right, Doug. You know, look for the starters to probably start this third quarter and play a little while, and then may see all JB type lineup down the stretch.
Well, I mean, you know, first half he played all but three of the first half, so you know, almost all of them played already. But that, you look for that, you know, get maybe a half a quarter, then everybody fill in and let the starters enjoy watching those young girls play.
Get a little rest because you turn around tomorrow night and have another one.
See?
Here we are, third quarter action. Teams have switched into the floor. It's going to be the Lady Blue Devils of Jellico firing at the hoop to her left, and maybe that's where the magic's been because Kendall Osborne knocks at the bank shot, three-pointer from right wing. We'll see if Clay County can maintain their offensive prowess as they work at the hoop to our right now. L.A. shot taking a drive, now kicks to Walden, Baylor cross to Crawford. Kalia gives back to Ella. Ella into the paint, underhand layup off the glass, no good, but a foul call. On the floor, starting this third quarter for Coach Walker, we have Natalie Smith, Ella Eads, Banger Walden, Clea Crawford, and Haley Garrison, those original five starters.
They kind of packed that paint a little starting this half. Jellico did, so it looks like the kickouts should be there. They're trying to take that drive away because we've done that a lot the first half. Don't blame them for trying that.
Sure did. Yeah, we were very aggressive and very successful with it. Eads misses the first free throw, hits the second. Did I see that right, Thomas?
You did. First miss of the night.
7:25 mark of the third. Crawford nearly coming up with the steal. Sophie Lay, top of the key, defended by Eads. Hands off to Marlowe. Marlowe to Creekmore. Creekmore puts on the brakes and works it across to Osborne. Baseline drive, defended by Crawford. Taken away by Garrison. Halen with the steal. Presses the issue, crosses the timeline. Kicks outside to Natalie. Three ball, right side. No good. Rebound Crawford. Rebound nobody. Garrison comes up with a long ball. Fires the three. No good. Rebound Kalia. Power dribble. Dishes off to Eads. Her power dribble put back. No good. But a foul call. Ella goes back to the line.
This is a good job for Clay County to keep that ball alive, get on the boards. Coach Walker's got to like that because they're not the rebounding was a little issue for them.
Yeah, it definitely was. Macon County just kept the boards clean against the Lady Dogs. Really was a difference in that game, Doug.
Well, again, defense rebound is the difference in your games most of the time. You know, if you go about 50-50 with it, you'll stay in a good shot. If they get the numbers on you, it's hard to do with that.
First free throw good by Ella. Second one away, also good. Clea Crawford checking out. Brooklyn Scott checking in. Osborne in the paint. Shot no good. Rebound Natalie. Natalie puts it to the floor. We talked about them all being ball handlers, and that's what you see. Regardless of who pulls down the rebound, they immediately head the other way with it. And that creates that quick pace. Osborne's jumper left side, no good. Rebound Natalie Smith, and here she is, headed the other way with it. Crosses the timeline to the right wing. Dishes over to Scott. Scott outside to Eads. Eads three ball in there. Ella Eads draining it. Pretty shot. First triple of the night for Ella, if I'm not mistaken. 6 minute mark of this third quarter, 58-12. Marlowe with it, works against Garrison. Garrison called for the reach-in foul.
Yeah, Ella Eads all five of Clay County's points here in the third quarter. 58-12.
High shot off the glass, no good. Getting her own rebound was Osborne. Second attempt, no good. Rebound Garrison. Halen now weaves through traffic, top of the key, shakes to the left of the lane, puts on the brakes, kicks outside to Ella. Three ball, top of the key, yes, sir. Ella with back-to-back threes, taking over in this third quarter.
Got 14, third Clay County player in the double figures. And eight of those here in the quarter.
Creekmore, left wing for the Lady Blue Devils. Pass inside is kicked by Natalie Smith. Whistles blow. Of course, I alluded like football. I still hadn't made the transition yet. Doug, I said the second half clock would run. That's only a fourth quarter.
Fourth quarter in basketball, yeah.
And then what is the point difference? 30?
Is that the 30. And the only difference is it never does revert back.
Right,
basketball,
regardless.
Football can. Basketball does not.
And at one time, of course, at one time, none of the rules were in existence, but at one time, there was no mercy rule for basketball.
No, that's only been probably the last 4 or 5 years, maybe.
I thought
it ain't been long.
5:10 left in this third quarter. Kinsley Terry, a freshman in there working with it, gave to Sophie Lay, back to Terry. Terry, three ball right side, falls short, goes out of bounds.
And I think it's one of the bare rules they've put in over the years is that because you had it a lot in high school.
Right. 4:50 and ticking. Garrison, deep three, left side, no good. Rebound Eads. Ella going to try her hand at it. Third three of the quarter. Talk about hot.
And a lot of times when you get that hot hand, it just finds you. And that did right there with Ella. It just found her.
Again, Ella Eads, the only Lady Dog to score here in the third quarter. She's up to 17, 11 in the third quarter.
Haley Roberts, Izzy Smith, Chandler Rich, Ava Bowles. No, that's Annie Bond. Not Ava Bowles, I'm sorry. Annie Bond and Tyler Adams checking in.
Yeah, that's a pretty good 3.5 minutes in the third quarter.
Yeah. Yeah, certainly is.
Yeah, Coach Walker doing exactly what you said, about half of the third, Doug, and brings in the reserves.
Izzy Smith called for the foul, and Sophie Lay was working against her.
Of course, as a coach, you want that to be able to happen. A lot of times those girls go in there and have that big lead, and they won't go in there and give that effort. But it's good effort, done their job, now they can sit there and watch.
Yeah, and that's what's been really impressive about this performance from Clay County, I think, so far. You know, I already beat this team pretty bad. Yeah. Angelico could have come in and kind of messed around with them and not played well, but they came out, Doug, in response to that loss to Macon County and kind of got the stink off and really battled here tonight and put it away early.
It was good focus and good play.
Presley Spicer at the line for two. First one misses wide right. .421 left on this third quarter call. Second one's away. A little too strong. Rebound Chandler Rich. Chandler did not play last year as a freshman. Played volleyball. Played in junior high down at Hermann Springs. Annie Vaughn scores from right block. if he lay with it, works against Izzy Smith, drives the right side of the lane, and a foul called. Izzy Smith with two personals now, maybe three.
Fourth is what they announced right there on the PA.
Fourth?
That's what they announced. So.
That's what they got on the board as well.
Yeah, so.
Sophie Lay hits the first of her free throws.
We may have to see one of our other girls back.
Second one falls in as well. Hits them both. Horn sounds for a substitute. Once again on the floor for Clay County, Annie Vaughn, Chandler Rich, Haley Roberts, Izzy Smith, and Tyler Adams. Low entry pass to Vaughn. She couldn't hang on to it. Picked up by Jellicoe. Jellicoe with it now, number 10. Bolin. She handed off to Spicer. Spicer scores. Going to go to the line to try to complete the three-point play the old-fashioned way with an and one. Foul was against Chandler Ridge. As I was saying before about Chandler, a sophomore, played volleyball, didn't play last year. Good to have her out, having her height and size down low.
Well, you can't coach size. You've got to have the size. And that's something we've been missing the last several years, nobody with size. So if she develops into that player, and I think she will because she's a good athlete. So.
Good athlete, and Chandler, one of those getting to have been around her these last 2 years in the hallways of Clay County High School. Just an outstanding young lady, somebody you want on your team. 3:37 left in this third quarter. 66-17 the score. Clay County in front the whole time, never in question. Jellicoe looking for a bucket. Silcox out, Tom. Hands to Lay. Sophie Lay drives. Works against Smith. Shot off a glass. No good. Chandler Ridge has the rebound. It was knocked away by Silcox. Henderson now. Deep right wing. Bounces inside to Silcox. Ridge swats it away. A foul called. I don't like it, but that's all right. Heard a lot of basketball there.
Looked like pretty good defense from Ms. Rich at that point.
I think so, too. But, again, that goes back to the score. I know when I refereed, if you got a score like this, that
you
team
gotta
is,
help
yeah, kids. They're getting called.
And that's the way it should be.
Yeah.
That's the way it should be. Chandler called for her third personal, so her and Easy going to have to be watchful.
Yeah, going back to Easy, you know, one thing about Easy, she's got one gear.
Yeah.
And it's get after you, so.
Yeah, got to just keep on playing.
Yep.
Three ball, Roberts, left side, no good, rebound, Rich, put back, no good, now she's fouled, Chandler will go to the line. Rich did not dress out Tuesday night during girls' action. Good to see her on the floor tonight, not sure what that situation was.
She was a little under the weather, and they told her to not get hot at the time.
Okay.
You know, whatever was going on with her. Illness-wise,
sure.
So.
Well, that makes sense. Second free throw away, no good. So neither of the pair. 66-18. Annie Vaughn nearly comes up with the steal. Jellicoe on the inbound. Lady Dogs will be 3-2 after this win tonight. Breaking a two-game losing streak. Those losses, close losses to Van Buren and Macon. Annie Vaughn pulls down the rebound. Off to Miss Jellicoe jumper. Annie going to go coast to coast. Shot no good off the glass. Henderson pulls it down. Here we go. Foot race between Smith and Henderson. Henderson athletically to the hoop, gets the bucket. Jellicoe 0-5, still looking for their first win of the year. Jellicoe plays tough, though. Tyler Adams is going to go the line, and we've had the privilege now of broadcasting this, the second game we've got to broadcast. with Jellico, and can't question the fight of head coach Gary McNeely's squad.
They're going up there. Joe.
Kyle Adams good on the free throw, makes it 67-20. Jellico has played Midway, North Green, Clay County once already, Rockwood and Oakdale before making this second matchup tonight. And Tyler Adams hits the first free throw, misses the second, gets her own rebound, puts it back up for the bucket, and goes back to the line to try to complete a three-point play.
Just good effort. Good effort. A lot of stats in that sequence for Tyler.
Van one's away, no good. Rebound Clay County. Hagen Roberts, her put back, no good. Rebound Jellico. Henderson with it. Comes out, pass ahead to Creekmore. Creekmore misses left side. Rebound Lady Blue Devils, put back, no good. Henderson, a rebound, put back, no good. And now whistles blow. A foul going to be called against Jellico. It appears we walk the other way for free throws.
I think it'll be Tyler on the line again, won't it?
Minute 48 left in this third quarter. Have not given time and score a lot down the stretch. I apologize for that. 69-20. Clay County in front by 49. On the floor, Haley Roberts, Chandler Rich, Tyler Adams, Izzy Smith, and Annie Bond. Bond, Smith, and Adams, all freshmen. Roberts and Rich, sophomores. And Tyler Adams, that's another point from the free throws you make. Might be able to get a score update from my brother-in-law, Kobe Garrison, who is with his youngest daughter, Harper Garrison, not his youngest daughter, his youngest Harley's across the way here. But Halen's younger sister, Harper, she's down there with Sonic 8 Junior High and a bucket made by Kendall Osborne. So maybe we can get some Sonic 8 Hartsville updates. Izzy Smith with a shot, no good. Goes off the fingertips of Spicer, and Clay County maintains possession. 71-22, Thomas. Any interesting stat line there?
Not necessarily. Just a whole lot of Lady Dogs on the board so far tonight. We've seen three get into double figures before the reserves comes in. Ella Ease leading the way with 17 when she took to the bench. And then also Halen Garrison with 15. Clea Crawford, a Baker's dozen, with 13.
Of course, Ella with 11 of those 17, I believe, in this third quarter that has been pretty lengthy. We're still in the third. Minute five left. Good effort, Tyler Adams. Just working hard in there. She pushes ahead to Haley Roberts. Roberts left side, all the way to the block. Bounce past the rim. Shot underneath, no good. Rebound put back, no good. Still fighting for the loose ball now. Going to be collected by Jellico. And that is Spicer with it. 45 seconds left. Doug, I like the energy being brought by the Lady Dogs here.
Yeah, you.
It's on the court.
Well, what you want to see when you get those, you want that effort from them that you're getting from your varsity girls, you know, your starters, and they're giving that.
Yeah, no doubt, as you mentioned, Izzy Smith, that high motor. Of course, Tyler Adams and Annie Vaughn bringing the same thing. Adams to the hoop, shot blocked, regathered the loose ball, put back blocked as well. But, Tyler may be wanting a foul there.
Yeah, probably had one.
Once again, that 71-22 score probably dictating a little bit of that.
Into it.
20.4 seconds left in the third as Adams inbounds. Gets to Rich. Rich to Roberts. Back to Tyler. Tyler gonna drive. Kicks to Haley. Haley, deep three. Left side. No good. Rebound Tyler. Put back blocked and now foul called. So for about the fourth time in this third quarter, Tyler Adams goes to the free throw line.
Looks like Spicer may have fouled out. Is that the number there?
That is correct.
Presley Spicer picks up her fifth foul, Daniel.
A lot of fouls called in this third quarter for both squads. First free throw away by Tylan. It's good. She'll be creeping close to double digits here. 50 points the difference. 72-22. Second one away by Tyler Jean. No good. Rebound Chandler Rich. Her putback no good, but she's fouled. Then they'll go to the line.
Doing a great job on the boards. On the misses, they're getting them back.
And sophomore Chandler Rich hit the line for two. First one just a little short of the mark. Had a good line on it. Just need another inch or two. .9 seconds left on this clock. Second one's way good. 73-22. Jellicoe on the inbound. 8 seconds left in the third. Osborne with it. Crosses the timeline. Spins into the paint. Shot up. No good. Got her on rebound. Cannot get a putback off before the buzzer. After three quarters, Clay County leads by 51. 73-22.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by Wellworth Bank, where Clay County leads Jellicoe here in the girls' game, 73-22, headed in to the fourth and final quarter. And here's your Lady Dawgs scoring summary, brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply. Clay County, three in double figures in this one. Ella Eads leads the way with 17. Baylor Walden has 4. Halen Garrison, 15. Natalie Smith, 7. Brooklyn Scott, 6. Clea Crawford, 13. Tyler Adams has 8. Chandler Rich, 1, and Annie Vaughn also has 2. Leading the way for Jellicoe is Kendall Osborne with 9 points. This Lady Dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply, providing essential home and farm needs in Salina, Tennessee for the better part of 2 decades. Copeland's has become a cornerstone of the community home builders and DIYers can trust. Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way, Daniel.
A couple of shots for Clay Candy to open the fourth quarter. None of them fall. Jump ball called on a tie-up rebound. Goes back the way of Jellicoe. 7:40 and ticking. We will have that continuous running clock.
Well, we can. During action, we hadn't had many timeouts to be able to talk about them. Let's talk about our presenting sponsor. Bank of Salina is now Wellworth Bank, of course. But don't worry, the bank hasn't changed hands. They're still the same people and service you rely on, just with a new name and look, because you're Wellworth. A bank that believes in you. For years, Citizens Family of Banks has been operating in our communities under several names, including the Bank of Salina. Now they're all coming together under one new name. You can still find Russell West and all the friendly faces you know in that iconic building in downtown Salina, and their heart for the serving the people of this community is still the same it has as it has been for more than 100 years. With an unwavering commitment to care for one another, care for our futures, and care for the things that matter, they care because you're well worth it. Wellworth Bank, care in common. Daniel, we appreciate Wellworth for being our presenting sponsor during this 2025-26 basketball season. And, again, we talked about that sign popping up down there on the four-way stop. Looks pretty good with the green and yellow.
It certainly does. And, yeah, we just appreciate them. And, you know, there's never them along with everybody else, you know, there's never a you know, don't have to twist the arm to get folks to support the kids of this county, and that's a beautiful thing.
Sure is. Couldn't do it without them and all of our sponsors for sure. Again, the Lady Dawgs in the lead headed into the fourth quarter, 73-22. They've been in control since the start of this one, Doug, and then it's all about those starters that came out hot, scored 25 in the first quarter, and just went from there.
Yeah, just coming to set the tone early, and that's what you want to say. Like I said, A lot of positives tonight after they had some negatives the other night. So that's what you want to see with them.
Absolutely. Maybe take this momentum and carry it into tomorrow night's matchup. 6 o'clock tip right here again against Friendship Christian, weather pending, of course, for that contest. Annie Vaughn, baseline drive, high floater, no good. Rebound, Chamley Rich. Kicks it out to Haley Roberts. Roberts going to get back behind the free throw. Three-point line gives to Adams. Tyler drives, shoots. Ooh, did not score, but is fouled. Tyler going to go to the free throw line.
You know, Tyler's played a little different tonight.
She
you
has.
Know, she's got a great thing. Of course, needs to, because she's been getting some varsity minutes, so she's got to pick up her pace there, too.
I mean, of this lineup, she's the lead scorer. Yeah. You know, she understands that and is taking over that role.
Yeah. And she's one of the top seven on this team also. Yeah. You know, if you look across Coach Walker's roster, you know, he just got 11, I think, playing. Six of them sitting down right now, the starters plus the top reserve. And then Tyler Adams going to play some big minutes as a freshman moving forward, Doug.
Yeah, and that's where you got to take advantage of these minutes to get better.
Mackenzie Bowling with the bucket for Jellicoe. 73-24. Annie Vaughn, long baseline jumper, a little too strong. Rebound, Hagar Roberts. Her putback no good. Chandler Rich fighting for it. Going to be pulled down by Jellicoe. Hagar Roberts says wanted it back. And Roberts, another one. You know, kind of a year away perhaps from some major time, but another of these players who's played a lot of ball and is aggressive as well.
And a good athlete. We've seen her in volleyball this year, and she's impressive in volleyball. So she's just one of those athletes.
She is, enjoys playing, wants to stay busy with it, and you love to see it. Tyler Adams, three ball on the inbound play, no good. And there's the hustle from Roberts, almost had the rebound, but I think they might get her for the foul. Going to get Rich instead, her fourth personal. Fourth quarter going quickly here, continuous running clock, 3:45, and it will not stop, 73-24. 49 points the difference. These teams met back on Saturday, November 22nd, in Jellicoe. Fay County won 87-51. Jellicoe being held to less scoring here tonight. Always tougher to go on the road, though, playing outside of your gym. Three ball, Sophie Lay right side, just a little short, good-looking attempt.
Yeah.
Just didn't fall.
Well, that's it's a school day for them.
Yeah.
So, you know, they was up early this morning going to school, you know, before we went there on a Saturday.
Right.
And everything. There's a big difference in that when you're traveling.
Of course, we certainly wish them and all the others safe travels home as they return to Jellicoe tonight.
Izzy Smith going to get a look from the charity stripe here. She got the rebound, puts it back up, and takes the harm.
First and 10 by Izzy. A little too strong off the back of the iron. 73-24.
Ticking down close to 2 minutes left in this one, Daniel. You talked about the running clock in the fourth. It doesn't last long, does it, Doug?
No, it don't. They move quick when that running clock, especially in basketball. So,
Izzy Smith with the bucket. 74-24. A point for Izzy. Osborne with it. Dishes across the paint to number 10, Mackenzie Bogan, who's fouled. She'll go to the line for two free throws. I see a comment on the Facebook page there says, where is Baylor? If that's referring to Baylor Walden, she's here, just on the bench with her fellow starters. Had a good effort in the first half and early into the third, and we have not had varsity out for a while. So she's here, started the game, and had some buckets and played well. On the floor right now, we have Tyler Adams, Izzy Smith, Haley Roberts, Brooklyn Scott, and Annie Bond. Of course, Chandler Rich is fouled out. That is why Brooklyn Scott came back off the bench there. Rebound, Tyler Adams presses ahead to Brooklyn Scott. Brooklyn hands back to Tyler. Tyler, top of the key. Backs it up. Minute 5 left here. Coach Walker sends in the half-court play. Tyler starts to execute. Dishes off to Haley. Haley loses the handle. It's knocked out of bounds by... But that was Henderson. Seconds left. Should be a good boys contest coming up after this. Brooklyn's got on the inbound play. A little short on the attempt. Rebound Creekmore. 30 seconds left in this one. Creekmore dishes off to right wing. Sauvillet drives, kicks to Henderson. Henderson baseline drive, bounce pass to Creekmore. Actually gets that to Silcox. Three ball, no good. Rebound Roberts. 18 seconds left. Dizzy Smith going to press the issue across the timeline. Got the look in her eye. Wants a bucket. Fires from right elbow. No good. Rebound Osborne. Outlet pass to Henderson. 10 seconds left in it. Foot race. Henderson wins it. Her second layup of this second half. Henderson has done a nice job. And Izzy Smith's going to fire one at the buzzer. No good off the iron. 74-27, the final in this girls' contest. Clay County 3-2 now on the year. Jellicoe drops to 0-6. Boys action coming up after this.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obi River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obi River Markets of Salina. Offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
For years, the Citizens family of banks has been operating in our communities under several names. Citizens Bank, Bank of Salina, Liberty State Bank, Smith County Bank, Traders Bank, and American Bank and Trust. Now we're all coming together under one new name, Wellworth Bank. Together, we're ready to serve you with even greater care. Wellworth Bank. Care in common. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Joe Sims Gym for Clay County Basketball, being presented by Wellworth Bank. We just witnessed the Lady Dogs beat the Lady Blue Devils of Jellicoe 74-27. It's now time for the Eco Fountains of Tennessee Lady Dog wrap-up. And, Doug, it was all Lady Dogs to start this one as we saw Halen Garrison with 10 first-quarter points. She got hot early, knocked down a couple threes, but it wasn't just her. Clea Crawford off to a good start and many others. And just I thought that Clay County came out, took care of business. They led 25-6 at the end of one. They scored 53 in the first half, led 53-9. So pretty impressive.
It was, and just good to see the effort on that. You know, me and Daniel talked about it some when we was off there. A lot of times you get that big lead, you come out and just kind of let up. We never let up tonight. We kept the foot on the gas, and then the young girls got in and done the same thing. That's good to see.
Yeah, it was. And, you know, again, coming off that loss, Doug, how important was that to kind of get the ship turned in the right direction?
Well, you always want that to happen after a loss because – then a girl on the team, coach on the team that felt good about that. So you want to get that out of your mind as soon as you can. And, you know, doing what you do tonight does that pretty quick. So that's really important.
Another thing we talked about, this is a team that Clay County had already beaten by about 30 prior to this. So, to me, it was impressive to me they came out with that energy, because sometimes you play down to the competition, and like you said, the Lady Dogs didn't do it here tonight.
No, and like I said, didn't do it all night. Once they built that big lead, they kept just going and going. So, and it's easy to do that. It's easy to just say, hey, we've got this bunch, and just go through the motions. We didn't do that. That was a real good job.
Leading the way for the Lady Blue Devils of Jellicoe was Kendall Osborne with 11 points. Danaya Henderson ended up with 6. Presley Spicer had 4. Mackenzie Bolin had 2. And Sophia Lay, 4 for Jellicoe. For Clay County, a lot of names on the board here. Annie Vaughn had 2 points. Izzy Smith had 1. Chanley Rich, 1. Tyler Adams ended up with 8. Brooklyn Scott had 6. Natalie Smith, 7. Baylor Walden, 4 points here tonight. And then 3 in double figures again for Clay County, as Kalia Crawford gets a baker's dozen with 13. Halen Garrison finished with 15. All in, of course, both of those came in that first half. And then Ella Eade, she's the one that slammed the door, had 11 of her 17 to start that third quarter, Doug. And, you know, Clay County's playing like that, 3 in high double figures and about 10 on the board. They're going to be hard to beat.
Well, I mean, that was a 3.5-minute stretch, and she put up 11 points. That's
yeah.
I don't care what kind of game you're in, that's pretty impressive.
It really is. And then Clay County, again, comes away with a dominating victory here, non-conference win over Jellicoe, 74-27. This Lady Dog Wrap-Up is brought to you by Eco Pounds of Tennessee and Hermitage Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPoundsOfTN.com. Eco Pounds of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. Look for a high-octane contest coming up next between the Dogs of Clay County and the Blue Devils of Jellicoe. It was a 2-point ball game the last time out, I think. Looking for a great one coming up.
Welcome to the H&H Auto and Equipment.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself.
Welcome to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. An in-depth prelude to Bulldog basketball, brought to you by local Parts City store owners Chris and Derek Hicks.
Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or equipment parts to fit your needs.
Plus, they specialize in rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more. So besides getting you back on the road and back on the water, they can also get you back to work in no time.
And they provide it all with community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. So give H&H Auto and Equipment Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all your parts needs.
Though H&H is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway and Scoopers, inviting Bulldog fans to come enjoy both their favorite sandwiches and ice cream treats on the bypass in Salina.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements. Windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Eco Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Gone Country Cafe. Serving country cooking at its finest on Salina's historic courthouse square.
Ollie's Place. Look for tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Back Home Electric, your local licensed and insured electrician for commercial, residential, remodel, service calls, and more.
Make and Trust, your hometown community bank since 1919.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainesboro. The next time you bend it, call Little Robert. He'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll preview tonight's boys matchup and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Joe Sims Gym and the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show. Time now for the Cumberland Exteriors Boys 7A update. Looking back to Tuesday night, Clay County beat Macon County 54-48. Piggott County beat York 92-38. Redbone Springs lost to Trousdale County 24-49. Jackson County beat Gordonsville 80-46. Clark Range was idle. The only game going on tonight, Clay County here hosting Jellicoe. Just overall records for each team. Clark Range 7-1 on the year. Jackson County 6-1. Piggott County 5-1. Clay County 2-2. And Redbone Springs 1-4. So really no surprises on any outcomes from Tuesday night, Doug, but just impressive that Piggott County put up 92 on York and beat them by 50-something points, 92-38, the final.
Yeah. Well, anytime you get in the 80s and up, you're playing pretty well. So that's an impressive win right there.
Of course, I have no idea what York's got right now. I know in the not-too-distant past, they were really good in boys basketball. Not sure right now. Of course, the other one, Jackson County beating Gordons. Well, don't know what Coach Bibb has down there this year. We do know that Kevin Thomas has a strong Blue Devil squad down there, our downriver rivals in Gainesburg.
Yeah, they're solid. Got to be the favorite, you'd think. You know, dropping down from double A into single A, made it to the semifinals last year in double A.
I think so, yeah.
So, and that team's back. The entire team's back.
Of course, Big McCreary, the centerpiece of that offense, probably a really good post player they've got. We'll be talking a lot about them as we get on deeper into the season. That boy 7-day update's been brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof, and more. They're the folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements. We'll go ahead, take these final 2 minutes to wrap up this H&H Auto Equipment Parts pregame show with the back home electric keys to the game, our last thoughts before tip-off. You look at this boys' contest, you see that Jellicoe is sitting at 3-3 on the year. They have wins over Midway, North Green, Clay County, 68-66. They have losses to Rockwood, Smith County, and at Piggott County. Clay County, of course, 2-2. A win over Watertown and Macon County, losses to Jellicoe and Van Buren County. Doug, two pretty even, strong, traditional single-A teams here. course, we have Nolan Adams back on the roster from the last time when we didn't play him. What's your thoughts on this one?
Well, this one is typical Jellico. Both, to beat them, you're going to have to be in the 70s, typically. So they're going to score. The key to our bunch is how well are we going to be able to keep our legs tonight after we played on Tuesday with these football guys trying to get their legs built up. So you look for, I look for Coach Evers maybe to sub a little extra early, just try to save some legs. But I look for a big one tonight.
Of course, you know, Thomas, you look across the board there and see that you know, Pickett County had really dominated Jellico. Does that kind of put any pressure on the Clay County squad to say, well, one of our district foes beat them by 50? You know, we've got to have a good performance too.
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, what's so dangerous about this Jellico team, if you look at that last game, the two-point loss Clay County suffered, almost five Blue Devils in double figures. You had Trey Van with 18, Gavin Dabney 13, Jacob Boland 11, Caleb Rose 13, and then also Braden Teague with 9. Yeah. So this is a team that can score from anywhere. So the defensive intensity to me from Clay County is going to have to step up tonight, Doug.
Yeah, because like I said, they're starting five walks on the floor or double digit guys. So you got to be ready to guard them all.
This is going to be a good one, no doubt. And that has been the keys to the game, brought to you by Back Home Electric and owner Brett White, offering all things electrical, including commercial, residential, remodels, service calls, and more. From your local licensed and insured electrician, count on Back Home Electric for all your electrical needs. Time now for the Gone Country Cafe Bulldog starting lineups. Head coach Mike Reynolds for Jellico. They wear those blue travel jerseys, black numerals on them, trimmed in white, 3-3 record on the year, playing out of District 3 single A, and I didn't mark starters. I see junior number 4, Gavin Dabney, and honestly, I can't tell you who all we had. I see number 1 there, junior Caleb Rose. Thomas, did you get the other 3 marked down? We've got senior number 3, Trey Van, also, and he'll be joined by sophomore number 0, Braden Teague. Apologize for that. A 3-game losing streak for Jellico coming into this contest. The Clay County Bulldogs head coach Rob Edwards, 26 season overall, 559 wins to 227 losses. 2-2 record this year, a 1-game winning streak coming into this contest. Starting 4, Clay County, senior number 2, Cole Eads. Senior number 4, Nolan Adams. Senior number 5, Warner Melton. Sophomore number 10, a lot of nights. And it's going to be the junior tonight, junior 00, Jake Copeland. And rounding out the lineup, junior number 33, Juju Bella. Boys starting lineup has been brought to you by Gone Country Cafe, family owned and operated by Steve and Cassandra Cornell. Gone Country serves country cooking at its finest for breakfast all day, weekday specials till 2 p.m., new extended hours Monday nights, and their famous Friday night catfish. Have you gone country lately? Time to get this one on. Jake Copeland going to step in against Trey Van, the tip for it. And we are underway. Jellico work at the hoop to our right during this first half of play. Clay County going to work at the hoop to our left, and that's where the basketball is. Co-leads top of the key. Works at the Nolan Adams. Nolan loses the handle as he drives baseline, saves it, gets the Juju. Juju to Warner. Warner with 4 threes in his last outing. Jumper to start it, a little too strong. Going to be rebounded by Jellico. Caleb Rose going to come out of there with it. Crosses the timeline, and the junior sets up shot for the Blue Devils. Throws it to nobody. Going to get picked up by Nolan Adams. He's to the rack. Layup good.
Nice defense playing pick up for Nolan right there to get us started.
Great burst of speed as very few can have like Nolan can. Jellico with it. Fadeaway jumper by Van. No good. Rebound put back. Going to go in for Caleb Rose. 2-2 the score. 7:05 mark of this first quarter. Co-leads baseline drive. Shot up. Going to be blocked from behind. Cleaned up by Jake Copeland. Didn't score. Kicks it back to Cole. Cole misses the second attempt. Picked up this time and taken away by Seth Brandenburg. Brandenburg works across the top of the key to a teammate who fires a 3, no good. Rebound Jake Copeland. Quick pace here by the boys.
Well, you're going to see quick pace both ways. Both of them likes pace, Jellico and Clay. So it's going to be a good one.
I'll be more comfortable when I learn the Jellico players. Juju Bella with it right wing. Kicks to Nolan Adams, top of the key. 6:30 and ticking. Nolan drives, gives to Warner. Warner shot faking a baseline drive, spins at the block, picks up the dribble, throws it to Brandenburg. Brandenburg the other way for Jellico. 2-on-2 here. Brandenburg to the rack. Misses the shot. Rebound Villa. Juju gives to Cole. And now we slow down a little. Cole looks over to the 26-year veteran, Rob Edwards, who's on his seat there. Sends in the half-court call. Hands off to Nolan Adams. 6-minute mark of the first. 2-2 the score. Cole, top of the key, inside to Melton. Melton with a good look, couldn't get it to fall. I see multiple no sound comments on Facebook. We're not sure why. On the Mixer app, it seems to be doing fine. Thomas is monitoring that, and he's got full sound in his ear. And now our broadcast has failed. It looks like we're going to have to restart. Going to try to do that. And we'll kick it around here. Keep calling for those Mixer listeners as we try to get Facebook going again. Five to two, back here alive. 5-2 the score. Thomas, how did we get to that 5-2? The brand, we haven't missed anything, have we?
Yeah, I guess we have. Mondo missed a three by Jellicoe.
Jellicoe three. Doug, you see who
I did? I was playing this, you guys trying to figure out why we went on.
Shot missed by Jellicoe. Sorry for the technical difficulties. Villa pulls down a tough rebound. Juju out it, passed ahead to Nolan. Nolan in the front court. Jellicoe up 5-2. Nolan misses the shot off the glass. Rebound Blue Devils. Quickly the other way. Trey Van with it. Loses the handle. Regathers. Dumps off to Brandenburg. He kicks outside to a teammate. Three ball up and away. No good. Rebound Nolan Adams was fouled over the back, but no whistles blow. Nolan quickly dumps off to Jake Copeland. Copeland shot up. No good off the glass. Allen passed ahead all the way down to Van. What about this wicked pace? Van scores off the bucket. Jellicoe up 7-2. Coach Edwards says, let's take a break. We'll do it with them. 4:37 mark of this first quarter. Jellicoe up by 5.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to Clay County Bulldog Basketball, being presented by Wellworth Bank. Carrying Common, Jellicoe on a 7-0 run, guys. Nolan Adams scored the first bucket of this game, and it's been all Blue Devils since.
Certainly has, needing a bucket out of the black, purple, and gold. Warner Melton, right wing. Dumps off to Cole Eads. Cole in that coffin corner. Hopefully he can get out and does so. Cole drives, picks up the dribble, kicks to Juju. Juju firing the three. Ooh, no good. Rebound, Blue Devils. That's big number four, Gavin Dabney. Dabney kicks off to Van, who drives, foul on the floor. No, count it, they say. Foul called on Nolan. Shooting foul. He first pointed to the floor and then said, never mind. Count the bucket, foul on four. So, 9-2. Caden Copeland and Aiden Cherry checking in. Jake Copeland and Juju Villa checking out.
And the senior Blue Devil, Trey Van, is going to be one of the best players you'll see in the state, Doug. I know he's All-State. May have been considered for Mr. Basketball last season. I can't remember for sure. But one of the better players you're going to see in Class A.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he was he may have been a finalist last year.
He might have been.
Nolan Adams. His team's trailing by 7, 9-2 the score, 3:50 and ticking first quarter. Cole drives to the hoop in traffic. Whistles blow, foul called against Jellicoe. Coach Edwards sends in the call. Nolan will inbound. Joining Adams on the floor. Aiden Cherry, Warner Melton, Caden Copeland, Cole Eads. Nolan works into Cherry. Cherry, the senior, transfer from Redbone Springs. Of course, just coming back to where he belonged in the first place, we like to say. Here at Clay County High School, great to have Aiden Cherry's younger brother, Abram, also coming over here now. He's a sophomore, Abram, a baseball player. I'd love to convert Abram into a football player here at Clay County High School. We could as well. Aiden playing in his younger years some football, but and stuck to basketball the last couple of years. And like I said, very well-rounded player and adding a lot of depth in that guard position to this team.
And can score when he wants to. Had a team-high, game-high 31 against Jellicoe up there on the road.
Yes. Going to need him tonight. Caleb Rose drains the three. 12-2 the score. Aiden with it in the corner. Gives to Nolan. Nolan at left wing. Jellicoe leading by 10. Nolan kicks to Warner. Warner on the baseline in the corner. Kicks back to Cole. 3:05 left in the first quarter. Dogs have not scored in several minutes. Euro step and a shot by Cole. Leads no good. Caden Copeland, a strong rebound. Put back no good. Going to be pulled out of there by the Blue Devils. And it's Van all the way to the hoop. That's not Van, actually. That is Jacob Bolin, the junior. I thought it was three. It was five. And Bolin with the and one. Doug Jellicoe just owning things early.
Yeah, they've come out on fire now.
Another timeout taken by Coach Edwards. We will take it with them. 2:55 mark of this first quarter. Jellicoe 12, Clay County 2.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Bulldog Basketball, being presented by Wellworth Bank. Dogs trail the Blue Devils of Jellicoe 14-2, 2:55 left here in the first quarter, and it's been all Jellicoe since the start of this one, Doug. Clay County going to have to get a grip here.
Yeah, we're a little flat, and Jellicoe's come out ready to play.
Bowling completes the three-point play, 15-2. It was 2-2, and now a 13-0 run. Aiden Cherry, top of the key, has it knocked away. Going to be regathered by Nolan Adams. Nolan in a trap, and whistles blow. Foul against number one, Caleb Rose. Aiden Cherry to inbound. Actually, Cole Eats going to inbound from the far side. 2:38 mark of the first quarter. Plenty of time. And now a takeaway. Cole just tried to get it over the top of Brandenburg, and he just took it. And now a travel against Rose. Of course, the most famous early game deficit ever erased by Rob Edwards' team was in the 2021 state championship game. MAHS had like a 16-0 run or something to open the game and ended up claiming the gold ball that day. Did Clay County.
You see Coach Edwards kind of emptying the bench here, wants to talk to his starters, doesn't like the way they've come out here. A little frustration. Veteran coach.
Aiden Cherry, Juju Villa, Jake Copeland, Parker Upchurch, and Easton Garner on the floor. Cherry in trouble, dishes off to Garner. Garner back to Cherry, now Villa. Villa in the quarter, of course, some of these freshmen here, Parker and Easton, played a lot at Jellicoe in that Saturday game, of course, as we mentioned. Fletcher Strong, Isaiah Burnett, Nolan Adams did not make that trip. From the football team, Cole Eve did make the trip and played that day, was not a starter, but this lineup is the team that went to Jellicoe for the most part and played the game.
And Caden, that's the mix. That's what the ones that played up there.
Yep.
So
had that 66-68 loss on the road, so why not give them a try at home? 2:14 mark of this quarter, Villa. Breaks the drought, hits a pair of free throws, makes it 15-4. Good trip to the line for Juju. And it's Van to the bucket. His shot no good. Jake Copeland the rebound, handing off to Aiden Cherry. Cherry now going to be the general of this offense. Top of the key, picks it up, gives to Garner. Easton with it, right wing, kicks back to Aiden. Cherry on the drive, working against Bolin. Down low to Garner. He scores from right block over the top of Gavin Dabney. Garner, talented freshman, a good outside shooter, but also a good post player.
Oh, yeah, just good all-around player.
Just a good pure basketballer, and it's quickly answered by Jacob Bolin. 17-6 the score after a couple buckets on either end. Aiden Cherry has it knocked away. Jake Copeland goes to the floor. Nobody with possession yet. Jake came up with it. Ended up throwing it away, though. Bolin picks up the loose ball. Minute 15, that's in this first quarter. Step back three from the corner, no good. And over the back, foul called against senior Trey Van. He does not think he did any wrong. But unfortunately for him, he does not have a whistle.
That's a big foul. That's two on him right there, you know.
Yeah, he's going to have to come out for a little bit here, I think.
Minute 13 left in the first, so a natural time perhaps to get a breather.
Yeah, and this, like you said, the group on the floor for Clay County is what won them the Watertown game to start this season and then also played Jellico well. And Cherry gets his first bucket.
Nice assist from Juju Villa. It's fair to say, and this is the lineup that has practiced together throughout August and September, it's fair to say there's better chemistry amongst these five than in the starting five at this point in time, Doug. That'll, of course, change as more minutes are spent together.
Well, and plus, the majority of this bunch has played four JV games together.
That's right. So. Parker Upchurch, three ball, left side, no good. Easton Garner called for the foul, ticky-tacky one, but once again, Trey Van doesn't have a whistle, and Easton Garner doesn't either, so they don't get to decide, do they?
Upchurch, as Coach Watson used to say, no hesitation for the freshman to come in, have the confidence to pull the trigger right there, Daniel, and it almost went down.
Well, he hit six or seven threes as a bucket added by Brandenburg. 20 seconds left in this first quarter. Vela driving inside and out, score 19-8, Jellico in front. This alternate lineup bringing some life to Joe Sims Gym for Coach Edwards' team. It was a 13-0 run for Jellico prior to the substitution. Easton Garner, top of the key, dishes off to Cherry, deep three at the buzzer, no good, would have been good, got it off in time, but did not fall. After the first quarter, it is Clay County 8, Jellico 19.
Whether it's working from home, online learning, or video calls with family, Twin Lakes is here for you. We're your neighbors, your local internet provider, and we know how important a strong, reliable connection is for you and your family. With the area's fastest network and local support you can count on, you're never just another number. You're part of our community. Visit us online at twinlakes.net or give us a call at 1-800-644-8582 to get started today.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by Wellworth Bank, where the Dogs trail the Blue Devils of Jellico 19-8. Headed into the second quarter, and here's your dog scoring summary brought to you by Salina Lumber Company. 8 first quarter points for Clay County, 2 points from 4 players. Nolan Adams scored the first one. Aiden Cherry, Easton Garner, and Juju Villa have 2 for the Dogs. Trey Van has 4, Jacob Bolin 4, and Caleb Rose 5, Seth Brandenburg 2. I also have a 3-pointer. I don't know who to contribute it to for the Blue Devils as they lead Clay County early in this one, 19-8. This dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Salina Lumber, the Getting Place. Serving you since 1962, Salina Lumber has been supplying local construction projects for over 6 decades and remains committed to their longstanding tradition of supporting the community. Salina Lumber, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Brandenburg on the inbound play, misses the shot. Juju Villa the rebound. 19-8, Clay County trying to cut into this 11-point Blue Devil lead. Cherry, three ball, right side, no good. Upchurch the rebound. Parker gives back to Aiden. Aiden to Juju in the corner. Juju baseline drive, gets the access, kicks over to Garner. Garner now to the block. Shot up, good off the glass. Had that floating hang shot.
Nice move there by Ethan.
Clay County student section starting to get involved now, cheering on this squad. 7:24 mark of the second. 19-10, back to the single-digit deficit. Good defense by Jake Copeland. Loose ball rebound by Parker Upchurch. Upchurch hands off to Cherry. Cherry shakes and bakes, goes to the block. Foul called on the floor against Jellico. And just a completely different feel, honestly, with this lineup than with the previous one.
And I think it goes back to what you said, Daniel. This team, this group's used to playing with each other. They look confident out there together.
They're a team. They've spent the time together. The others going to be a team, just have not had the opportunity to build the chemistry. Cherry on the inbound, gives to Bella. Bella works right, uses a Copeland screen, grabs the right side of the lane, kicks back out to Cherry. Aiden with it at the extended wing. Gives back to Juju. Backs it to the paint. Kicks to Garner. Garner back to Miller. Taken away, though, by number two. That's Mason Ayers, a freshman. He goes coast to coast. Got to be a little cleaner with the passing. 6:45 mark of this second quarter. Back to an 11-point game, 21-10. Cherry now isolating, trying to do a give and go, and another turnover, throwing it into the arms of Gavin Dabney, who dishes off to a teammate. Great defense by Villa. Saved the first bucket. Does not save the second, though. Jacob Boland adds the bucket. Makes a 13-point game. 23-10. Aiden Cherry, extended right wing, drives into the paint, loses the handle, regathers, kicks to Villa. Villa to Upchurch. Parker, the baseline drive, puts on the brakes, kicks back out to Juju. He's into the paint, hands to Jake. Jake going to get aggressive, loses the handle, taps it to Villa. Now goes to Garner. Garner loses the handle, regathers. So a couple near turnovers that were held on to, and perhaps need to slow the pace for just a second here, and we start to do so. Here's the screen. Here's the drive. The give and go to Copeland. Bucket. What about it, Doug?
That's nice right there. You can tell them who's been together a lot, but that's just good play right there.
Junior classmates, of course, Billy and Copeland are. Ooh, a deep three ball. Mason Ayers, top of the key. Made it look easy. 26-12. Jellico in front. 5:20 mark of the second. Cherry to the free throw line. Kicks to Villa. Open three. Left corner. No good. Rebound. Dabney. Dabney puts it to the floor. Crosses the timeline. Works against Villa. Blows past him. Floats to the hoop. He makes it look easy. Jellico scoring some points here, 28-12.
Yeah, they're putting them up right now. We ain't got an answer.
Blue Devils trying to break a three-game losing streak. They've lost games to Pickett, Smith, and Rockwood. Block shot by Caleb Rose. Aiden Cherry regathers, gets to Parker Upchurch. Upchurch thought about the three, drives instead, has it taken away by Bolin. Dabney now, top of the key, fires the three. No good off the right side. Rebound, Jake Copeland, gets it to Aiden Cherry. Cherry across the timeline. 4:25 mark of the second. Spins into the paint. 8-foot jumper. Good. 28-14 right now. The Blue Devils have the Bulldogs doubled up.
Yeah, we just need to get some stops. And
to the hoop was Rose, who had it stripped away. Not sure who knocked it loose. Could have been Upchurch. His freshman classmate, Easton Garner, with it right wing. Calls for a screen. Copeland sets it. This is off to Villa. Now inside to Jake. Jake at the elbow. Drives, spins, kicks to Juju. He goes to the block. Kicks it back out to Aiden Cherry. Copeland with his face to the hoop at the free throw line. Kicks to Cherry. Three-pointer. No good. Rebound, Jake Copeland. Stripped of the ball, though. Picked up by Upchurch. Upchurch shot blocked, but a foul call. Now, if they call this against Caleb Rose, I can see the frustration, perhaps, from the Blue Devil faithful. Didn't look like he even touched it.
Yeah, it looked like a pretty good defensive play right there.
We do see Upchurch at the line to shoot, too, though, and Thomas, a couple points that we could use.
Yeah, no doubt, and that's the deal. There's no production from the Clay County offense, but, you know, Jellico's getting all theirs. It's starting on the defensive end, Doug.
Yeah.
The pickoffs, the steals, and once they get out and running, they're putting it in the basket.
You ain't kidding. They, like I said, they're turning that defense into offense quick.
Subs for Coach Edwards, actually sending them back to the bench. Waiting in the scores table to come in. Nolan Adams, Warner Melton, Cole Eads, and Caden Copeland. First free throw was good by Upchurch. Second, not good. 28-15, Jellico the rebound. Blue Devils with it. Top of the key. Dabney, three ball, in and out, no good. Jake Copeland has it knocked out of his hands. Now Brandenburg with it. He works against Cherry. Dishes off to number 21. That's Dakota Marlowe. He adds his first points of the contest. Multiple Blue Devils scoring in this one. 30-15 to score. Blue Devils continue to have the dogs doubled up. Juju Villa, three-pointer left corner. Give it to him.
Big bucket there. We was needing that.
Makes it feel different. Only 12 points now. Fay County needs a stop, needs a score, get it back to single-digit deficit. 2:50 and ticking, second quarter. Jump ball call. Good job by Parker Upchurch. Tying up the smaller offensive player. It was freshman McCoy Johnson who was tied up for the ball there by Upchurch. Upchurch, only a freshman around the tallest player on this Bulldog squad, is now we finally get the substitutes that we tried to a few minutes ago. Eads, Melton, Adams, and Caden Copeland come in. Parker Upchurch stays on. Takeaway. Nolan Adams has it stolen away by Brandenburg. Brandenburg goes coast to coast for the bucket, 32-18. Nolan now quickly back to the left wing, sitting back up on offense. Caden Copeland at the baseline, now to the block, bounce past the Cole Leeds. Cole underneath in a trap, dishes out to Nolan. Nolan out to the top to Warner. Warner now works against the freshman, gives to Upchurch. His three-pointer no good. Rebound Warner Melton goes off his hands out of bounds. Clearly off of Warner there. Just couldn't handle it there as it came hard off the rim into his hand.
Yeah, and getting good, got some good looks right there. You know, Upchurch will knock those down if he give me any of those.
Minute 55 and a travel going to be called. Oh, a foul going to be called.
He called a jump ball.
Jump ball, okay.
Yeah.
I thought a travel, but I'll take the jump ball.
Yeah.
Minute 55 left in this first half. Jellico putting it on Clay County at this point, 32-18. Johnson on the inbound. Dishes off to Dabney. Dabney works against the Eads. Spins in the paint. 10-foot fallaway jumper. No good rebound on Adams. Nolan spins. Puts it to the floor. Heads back to our left. His shot off the glass. Good. And the bucket. Going to send him to the line here to try to complete a three-point play. Juju Villa and Jake Copeland come back to the scorer's table. Nolan Adams with 20 points Tuesday night against, who did we play? Macon County.
Macon County.
And only 20 points in this first half so far for Clay County. Minute 38 left in the second. Free throw no good. Rebounded by Marlowe. Dishes off to Bolin. Baseline jumper by Brandenburg, no good. Rebound putback, no good. By Marlowe. Now Clay County the other way. Nolan to the hoop again. He's fouled. Going to shoot two this time as he goes to the line.
Yeah, Clay County can get it to 10 here with about a minute to go in the second quarter. If you get it into single digits, Doug, going into the half, to me, that's a win for the Dogs.
Oh, yeah. Well, the way we played, if we can get it to 10 or less, that'd be a real good half.
First one away, slightly to the right, clings off the iron. No good. Nolan with another free throw coming. Minute 21 left in the second quarter, 32-20. Cold start for the Dogs. It was 15-2, the score at one point.
Yeah, and you got to credit Jellico for that. Again, their defensive pressure has been unbelievable in the half court, and then once they get it in transition, they're scoring it.
Second free throw good by Nova, makes an 11-point game. Blue Devils with the basketball in the lead. Ayers deep three, no good. He already hit one deep one, couldn't make that one go. Jellico going to maintain possession. They'll inbound from in front of the Clay County bench. Minute 9 left in the second. Ayers with it again. Works against Villa. Into the paint. Fadeaway jumper. No good. Rebound. A Blue Devil picked up by Villa. Out of past the Cole Eads. Cole in the front court. Layup coming. Going to be blocked. And a foul called. It was trapped off the glass by Ayers. Another of those calls, Doug. I can't help but say it. I didn't see body contact between the players.
Yeah, I thought that was a pretty nice play right there. He just trapped it on the board right there.
Sure did.
Well, he's giving an explanation to the Jellico coach there, and he grabbed the chest, said it was calling body.
Whew. We'll take it.
Yeah, oh, yeah. COVID line hits the first free throw, 32-22. makes it a 10-point game. 55.8 seconds left in this second quarter. Now a 9-point game. Thomas, you mentioned single digits. Here it is. 9 points the deficit.
Yeah, if you can just hold here, I think that's huge going into the break. Under a minute left.
I was calling errors. I was miscalling names there for a minute. It was McCoy Johnson, number 24. I was confusing him with number 2, Mason Harris. Apologize for that. Here's the interesting part. Both of them freshmen, though. Both of them good players.
Hey, buddy, Warner here. You get us to 7 or 6 right before the half.
Sure could.
Right.
Warner Melton with good defense to force a turnover on that defensive possession for Clay County.
30 seconds left in this first half. Coleridge loses the handle. Picked up by Nolan, though. Nolan going to have an open look at the hoop. Shot up. No good. Put back no good. Jake Copeland rebound. Put back no good. Tip this time by Nolan into the hands of Juju Vela. Vela to Warner. Warner going to drive to the rack. Reverse layup. No good. Fourth opportunity coming. Great rebounding. Great hustle by the Black, Purple, and Gold. But no points on this trip yet. 10 seconds left in the quarter. Warner going to isolate. Warner drives to the hoop. Misses the shot off the front of the iron. Ayers with it. Pushes ahead to Johnson. Johnson into the paint. Shot up at the buzzer. No good. A lot of action there in the last 30 seconds. No points for either squad. 32-23. Clay County climbs back in it, trailing by 9 at the break. Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainsboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repairs.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Whether it's working from home, online learning, or video calls with family, Twin Lakes is here for you. We're your neighbors, your local internet provider, and we know how important a strong, reliable connection is for you and your family. With the area's fastest network and local support you can count on, you're never just another number. You're part of our community. Visit us online at twinlakes.net or give us a call at 1-800-644-8582 to get started today.
For years, the Citizens family of banks has been operating in our communities under several names. Citizens Bank, Bank of Salina, Liberty State Bank, Smith County Bank, Traders Bank, and American Bank and Trust. Now we're all coming together under one new name, Wellworth Bank. Together, we're ready to serve you with even greater care. Wellworth Bank, care in common. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes, your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local Chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local and regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome into the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here from Salina, Tennessee, where Clay County trails Jellicoe here in the boys' game, 32-23 at the break. It's time for your first half breakdown brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Nolan Adams scored the first bucket of this game for Clay County to take a 2-0 lead, and it was all Jellicoe. They ripped off a 15-0 run there in the first quarter to go up by as many as 13, but that wasn't their largest lead. They led 19-8, up by 11, headed into the second quarter, and made it 16 midway through as they went up 28-12 before Clay County cut into it. Juju Villa hit a big three-pointer to make it a 12-point gain, and then Nolan Adams from the free throw line and Cole Eads scored some down the stretch to cut it to 9 here at the break at 32-23 for Jellicoe. Trey Vann has 4 points. Gavin Dabney has 2. Jacob Boland, 6. Caleb Rose, 5. Seth Brandenburg, 4. Mason Ayers, 5. And Dakota Marlowe, 2 for the Blue Devils. They also have a 3-pointer I don't know who to contribute to. So a total of 32 at the break for Jellicoe. For Clay County, Nolan Adams, 5 points. Juju Villa, 5 points to lead the Clay County. Cole Eads, 2. With 2 free throws there late, Hayden Cherry has 4, Jake Copeland 2, Parker Upchurch 1, and Easton Garner 4 for the Dogs, who trail by 9, 32-23 here at halftime in Salina. This first half breakdown has been brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Learn about their new lifetime checking account and find out how to make a deposit from anywhere with ease. Check your balance and much more at MaconBankandTrust.com. Macon Bank and Trust. Come grow with us. Much more to come here on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, including the Scoopers Trivia Challenge coming up next.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina. Offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, Bulldog Basketball being presented by Wellworth Bank. This is the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. Jellicoe leading by 9 at the break, 32-23. We're going to do the Scoopers Trivia Challenge, brought to you by Scoopers owners, Greg and Melissa Brannon, who invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite ice cream treats on the bypass in Salina right beside Subway. The winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free small milkshake of their choosing from Scoopers. Please text your answers to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. Here is tonight's Scoopers Trivia Challenge question. Tonight in the fifth game of the season, 10th-year head coach Matt Walker led the Lady Dogs in victory against Jellicoe. In the fifth game of the 2018 season, second-year head coach Matt Walker and the Lady Dogs beat Coalfield 92-69. During that high-scoring win, there were two Lady Dogs who amassed a combined total of 15 assists. One of them had 8 and the other had 7. Who were they? Send in your answers to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Thomas is thinking maybe I should have said name one of the two, but I've got full faith in Horizon Sports Nation out there playing trivia. We'll read that one more time. Tonight in the fifth game of the season, 10th-year head coach Matt Walker led the Lady Dogs in victory over Jellicoe. In the fifth game of the 2018 season, then second-year head coach Matt Walker and the Lady Dogs beat Coalfield 92-69. During that high-scoring win, there were two Lady Dogs who amassed a combined total of 15 assists. One had 8, the other had 7. Name them. 931-397-9004 for those guesses. Here we go, Doug. What's it going to take here? You may be muted. Now then.
We just got to come out with a little more intensity defensively, and we'll make shots. They kind of got what they wanted that first time, so we just got to slow them down defensively, then make shots on the offensive end.
Tolley, drought wing, dish inside to Jake Copeland. Couldn't handle the pass. Take away Brandon Bird. 7:45 and taking third quarter. Teams have switched into the court. Brandon Bird, open lane to the hoop, uncontested. Scores the bucket off right side. 34-23. Clay County working at the hoop guard right now. Jellicoe, the hooker, left during this second half of play. Warner Melton at the elbow, kicks to Eads. Cole puts on the brakes at the baseline, back to Warner, into the paint at the Bulldog, gets to Copeland. Jake with it there. Jake Copeland, I know they're high-percentage, close-range shots, but he's really good at those close shots, yeah, Doug.
And that's you got to be when you get him in there, because missing in there hurts you.
It's not just that. It's the soft hands that Copeland has. He can gather and put it up pretty quickly.
Yeah, he's pretty
impressive.
Nice.
Knows his role there and performs it well. That's why we see him out there, obviously. Aiden Cherry checking in, Warner Melton checking out. 7:07 mark here. Back to a 9-point game after the swap in the buckets, 34-25. Jellicoe on the inbound. Three-pointer from the corner from Rose. No good rebound, Aiden Cherry. Cherry going to let everybody catch up. Sets up a right wing. Fires the three. Yes, sir. Aiden Cherry making the Blue Devils pay on that one. And I'm excited because a six-point differential now. This is closer than we've been since the opening minutes of the contest. Brandenburg into the paint. That's actually Trey Vann, not Brandenburg. I apologize. Doug, I missed the call. Foul on Clay?
Yeah. Got Nolan on a hack right there. I thought he cleaned up pretty good. I thought it was a good strip of the ball, but...
We've seen a couple of those that we thought went against Jellicoe, so I guess we're due one or two. Second personal against Nolan. Shooting foul puts Trey Vann at the line 4-2. First one's no good. Vann, a senior, experienced player. Of course, you guys talked about the great year he had last year. Head coach Mike Reynolds up here at Jellicoe. He's been at it for a while, I believe. Veteran coach, just like Coach Edwards. Melissa White sending in a guess on the hotline. She says Jada Kerr and McLean. I'm assuming she's referring to Caitlin McLean. Incorrect on both. Neither of those are correct. Nolan Adams in the paint. Spins, cute, scores, and one. Going to go to the line to try to complete that three-point play. Tiff Brown sends in a guess of Jada Kerr and a mystery partner to complete the duo. She wasn't sure who a second guess might be. Incorrect on Jada. Nolan completes that three-point play. Guys, we've got a four-point game, 35-31.
Yeah. Good little start to the third for Clay.
Van on the inside. I almost thought he drugged the foot. Ball goes out of bounds, and it's Clay County basketball. The student section, a raucous applause of the official's call.
I thought it got off of him. I just wasn't sure if we didn't get a little tap after that, but it definitely went off him initially.
It sure did. Maddie Harlan and Rachel Copas being guessed now by Melissa White. She's whittling into this thing a little bit. One of those two is correct. Nolan Adams, top of the key, uses a Jake Copeland screen. Merch left, kicks the co-leads. Three ball, no good. Rebound Jake Copeland, put back, no good. Rebound Brandenburg, get him and Van confused. That's Van. Trey Van pulls it down. Van, three ball of his own, top of the key, no good. Rebound Nolan Adams. 5:35 mark of this third quarter, 35-31. Nolan to the hoop and scores.
Here he comes, one-point ball game.
Brandenburg baseline, underneath the hoop, kicks out the Van. Three right wing, no good. Rebound, Cole Leeds. 35-33, 2 points the difference. 5:15 and ticking. Travel called against Cole Leeds. Rachel Copas and Katie Arms now being guessed by Miss White. One of those two is correct.
Nolan Adams, first Bulldog into double figures, 5 1/4, 10 in the game. Clay County on a nice run here.
They are. 5:15 and ticking, third quarter. Jellicoe in front, 35-33. Warner Melton a steal. 2-on-1. Nolan Adams now, right block, shot. Good, tie ball game. Have not been tied since it was 2-2. And the first time out, a 30-second variety being taken. We'll stay on air and talk about our presenting sponsor, Wellworth Bank. Have not come back from a lot of timeouts tonight to mention them.
Bank of Salina, of course, is now Wellworth Bank. But don't worry, the bank hasn't changed hands. They're still the same people and service you rely on, just with a new name and a new look, because you're Wellworth, a bank that believes in you. For years, Citizens Family of Banks has been operating our communities under several names, including the Bank of Salina. And now they're all coming together under one new name, Wellworth Bank. You can still find Russell West and all the friendly faces you know in that iconic building in downtown Salina. And their heart for the serving the people of this community is the same as it has been for more than 100 years. Wellworth Bank, care in common.
We have a winner on the hotline. I also see the correct answer on the Facebook comments. I'm going to the hotline for the win. I'm not sure if Kendall Roberts or Melissa White was correct first, but Kendall, next time send that into the hotline and we'll know for sure. It is Rachel Copas and Taylor Strong. Of course, you don't always think of those huge scorers being also great assisters, but Taylor Strong, definitely one of those that was able to meet both criteria. She had 8 assists in the contest. Rachel Copas had 7, and just an impressive win there over Colville back in 2018. So congratulations to Miss White. She will be receiving through the mail a free milkshake certificate and Horizon Sports Network sticker courtesy of Scoopers and local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, offering hand-dipped and self-serve ice cream, shakes, sundaes, hot fudge cakes, and more. Enjoy your favorite sweet treat at Scoopers on the bypass in Salina. 35-35, tie ball game. Jellicoe with the ball. Dabney gives the Van. Van, baseline drive, reverse layup. Good. That's a nice move.
That's a nice move right there.
And stops a personal 7-0 run by Nolan Adams that tied this ball game, guys. The stars are starting to shine here. Nolan Adams, Trey Van going at it.
Nolan Adams, out top, defended by Blue Devil. Looks like it's Caleb Rose on him. Hands off to Melton. Warner with it, left wing, uses a bit of screen. Adams, three ball. Woo! Drained it. 38-37, Dogs take a lead. I don't know if it was 2-0 Clay County or 2-0 Jellicoe. If Jellicoe scored first, then that's our first lead of the contest.
Nolan Adams scored the first bucket of the contest to put Clay County up 2-0, but not since then have they been in the lead. 10 straight for the Dogs from Nolan Adams.
3:25 mark of the third. That's a long hiatus since we've had the lead.
Yeah, it is.
At the line, Trey Band. Nolan Adams called for the defensive block, and he picks up his third personal. Kind of enters that territory where he's still safe, but going to have to be watchful. You know Coach Edwards does not want to pull him off with that personal 10-0 run that he's got going. Well, I don't guess it's 10-0 anymore, but the last 10 scored for Clay.
That's right.
Van misses. Good support from the student section there, disrupting the concentration. Caden Copeland with it. Ooh, tried to get the Melton taken away by Brandenburg. And Jake Copeland going to come in now to the scores table, ready to sub in for action. Trey Van, three ball right, tight, too short, rebound Bella. Juju presses the issue, three on two. Hands off to Cherry. Cherry to the box, spins, puts on the brakes, kicks back outside the Melton. Rest of the teams catch up, now the half-court offense. Melton at the wing, gives to Aiden. Aiden to the free throw line, gives to Nolan. Nolan now spins, kicks to Aiden, a little wide of the mark on the pass. Aiden tries to save but cannot. Hate to lose that possession there.
Yeah, Nolan probably should have just went and got a shot right there. He got some space right there at the end. But looking for a teammate that was open.
2:49 mark and ticking is the Blue Devils inbound. Jellico 3-3 on the year. Deep three ball and drain by Caleb Rose. Caleb Rose, no hesitation himself on that one. Baseline drive, Warner Melton to the rack. Missed the layup. Had it inches away. Coleeds cleaned it up.
Nice job of Cole to get in there and get that put back.
40-40. Tie ball game. Spinning into the paint was Van. Flops down. No whistles blow. Got a steal, though, as he came back for it. And it's a Blue Devil ball. Rose to the hoop. He scores. Van may have missed the initial shot, but able to get the steal. Created the Rose points there.
Yeah, we've got to get a little better with the ball right there. We're getting a little sloppy handling.
42-40. 2:05 left in this third quarter. Eads tried to dump it down low to Copeland and another turnover. Clay County has been sloppy with the basketball tonight. Caleb Rose, a heat check for him. Misses from the corner. Rebound Nolan Adams. Nolan across the timeline. All the way to the rack. Hero step. Hanging shot. Good. That signature Nolan Adams move, that is not an easy thing to do.
Yeah, and I don't know what you do to defend it. It just don't make sense.
Kind of windmills the ball around from the hip to the top of his positioning. Hangs in there and releases at the last moment. Here he pulls down a rebound. Pushes ahead to Warner Melton. Melton, three ball right side. In there! Rolled off the rack, off the glass, and in. Clay County, their biggest lead of the contest, 45-42. Trying to answer his Van. He misses the shot. Jay Copeland the rebound. Copeland to Cherry. Cherry again to slow it down, crosses the timeline, looks to 26-year veteran Rob Edwards, who's left his seat and now crouched in front of the bench. That's when you know he's getting serious. Under a minute to play, third quarter, foul against Brandenburg. Mm-hmm. 45-42, black, purple, and gold in front. Adams, Jake Copeland, Eads, Melton, and Cherry in the contest. Worked into Eads, taken away by Brandenburg. One-on-one. Brandenburg scores. Another Clay County turnover. We've had several tonight.
Yeah, and that's what we're going to eliminate if we're trying to pull this out.
45-44. Dogs enjoying what's now a one-point lead. 35 seconds left in the third. Nolan Adams to the Bulldog in the paint. Shot up, short. Jake Copeland fighting for the rebound. Can't pull it down. Instead, it was Bolin for the Blue Devils. He hands off to Rose. Rose into the paint, leans the shoulder, loses the handle, goes off of Aiden Cherry.
Good defense by Cherry right there, just doing it without fouling.
Yeah. 23 seconds left in the third. Rose to inbound, works into Dabney. Dabney circles out behind the arc, defended by Villa. Pulls the trigger on a three and drains it. Dabney with multiple three-point makes in this one. Puts Jellicoe back in front by two. 47-45, under 10 seconds to play. Down to seven. Co-leads here in this third quarter. Drives, kicks to Villa. Villa at the buzzer. No good. Going to be tipped by Copeland in the third quarter ends. 47-45. Clay has a good third quarter. They trail by nine at the break. Now they trail by two after the third ends.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Back here live, Bulldog basketball being presented by Wellworth Bank. 8 minutes to settle it here. Jellico opening up the fourth quarter with a three. No good rebound, Bella. On the floor for Clay County, we've got Cole Eads, Nolan Adams, Juju Bella, Jake Copeland, and Warner Melton, original five starters. They set a lot during the second quarter when the big deficit was on the board. Second unit came in, did a good job. Now the varsity guys have done a great job down the stretch, led by Nolan Adams, who continues to put on a signature performance here in the fifth game of his senior campaign. This only the third contest, I guess, third contest. That Nolan's played in. Missed the bucket, Thomas. It was the Blue Devil with a two-pointer. That's not much help to you. 47-49, Jellico back in front. 7-10 mark of this fourth and final quarter of regulation.
Three had the bucket,
so it went to Van. Van with that last two-pointer. Warner Melton to the rack. He's got there well tonight. Kicks outside to Nolan. Nolan, 18-foot jumper. No good. Rebound, Rose. 6:50 and ticking. 49-47. Van off the glass. No good. Jake Copeland doing a nice job on the boards tonight. He's getting close to double-digit rebounds. Warner Melton, top of the key. Clay trailing by two. Uses a Copeland screen. Works play side to the hoop. Scores. Blue Devils lost him.
Yeah, they sure did. That was just a little simple give and go, and they lost him right there.
Tied up. 49-49. Van going to be fouled by Melton. Hard foul. Not intentional. Melton going over to help Van up. Did hit Rob Edwards' court pretty hard there.
Kind of work in this quarter scoreboard update brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply for Clay County, and being led now by Nolan Adams, who has 19 and 14 of those coming here in the second half. Cole Eads has four. Warner Melton now with five. Aiden Cherry, seven. Jake Copeland, four. Juju Villa has five. Parker Upchurch, one. Easton Garner, four for the Dogs. For Jellico, they're being led by Caleb Rose with 10. I did figure out that Boland made that three. He's got nine. And Trey Van also has nine. Gavin Dabney, five. Seth Brandenburg, eight. Mason Ayers, five. And Dakota Marlowe has two for Jellico. That dog scoring summary is brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply, providing essential home and farm needs in Salina, Tennessee for the better part of two decades. Copeland's has become a cornerstone of the community. Home builders and DIYers can trust. Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
We saw Van miss the first, hit the second, 51-49. However, the math should work out. Hits them both, Thomas says. Sometimes I lose track. I was actually looking at a message on my phone. Clay County Schools Director of Schools, Warner Melton to the rack. Clay County Schools Director of Schools, Dan Monroe, has announced that there will be no school in Clay County tomorrow. No school in Clay County tomorrow for those listening that applies to. Missed three-pointer from Mason Ayers. Rebounded by Clay County. Time all game, 51-51. Cole Eads tried to get the Black Purple and go to a three-point lead. Couldn't do it. Misses a little short on the mark. Brandenburg with it, left wing. Firing a three was Van, and he has a lot at this point, does he not, Thomas?
Yeah, that gives him a baker's dozen, 13. Of course, he set a lot of that first half in foul trouble.
54-51, Jellico in front. Eads, top of the key, bounces to Nolan Adams. Nolan in the paint, to the rack. Ooh, left-handed layup, couldn't fall. Thought he had it. Ayers quickly the other way, spins in the paint, shot blocked by Caden Copeland. Picked back up, though, by Brandenburg, and Brandenburg a reverse layup.
Yeah, it's just good effort to keep tip and get it alive, and he got it and stuck it back in.
4:50 and ticking. Quick. Coach Edwards is going to take a timeout. Going to take a full timeout. Going to give a quick update here. Hermitage Springs girls beat Dodson Branch 36-6 in homecoming action. Boys' game is not being played due to deteriorating road conditions in Clay County. Wish everybody safe travels coming back. And Jellico Lee, we'll play one ad here in this timeout. Be right back.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes, your hometown community bank since 1990. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by Wellworth Bank. Carry in common. Clay County trails by 5 after Jellico, a quick 5-0 run, guys. The Dogs behind 19 from Nolan Adams, a big second-half surge from him, and had tied it multiple times, but Blue Devils coming back, guys.
Yeah, made a little run. We missed some shots we'd been making right there, and they got a little run, so we got to get back into it right here.
Nolan the inbound beside the Clay County bench. Morton to Warner. 4:45 left. Jellico up by 5. And a foul call. This going to go against the freshman Ayers. Good student section on hand tonight here at Clay County High School. Cheering on the Dogs.
Yeah, Thursday night early tip. It's a pretty good crowd in here for the Dogs.
Yeah, bad weather outside. So he's going to drive, kicks up to Warner Melton, three ball from the corner. Yeah! Warner Melton, a big shot. Assist from Coleeds, bucket by Warner Melton. Dabney tries to answer, does not. Rebound to Ayers, going to be taken away by Coleeds. What about Cole knocking it out of Ayers' hand?
That's nice, but that's easy too if he don't get that.
Nolan Adams loses his foot and ball picked up by Jake Copeland. Copeland being harassed by Brandenburg Melton. Heat check left side. Yeah! Warner Melton back-to-back threes. Puts Clay County in front by one, 57-56. 4 minutes left in this contest. It's been back and forth. Could go to overtime. Who knows? Melton going to knock it loose. He's in the zone. Picks up the steal. Gets to Nolan. Nolan comes the other way. Two-on-one situation. Dumps it off. Bucket by Coley. Clay County on a run. Pour it to him, boys. 59-56. Dogs up by three.
Just three great plays. Warren hit those two threes and made a defensive stop.
Melton going to be called for the foul on this one. I like the aggression. But going to get called for the personal. 3:37 now left in this one. Business picking up. Jellico to inbound off to our left from the baseline. All four Blue Devils, two on each, one on each block, one in each corner. A line of four. Now they move. Inbound pass tipped. Going to be picked up, Juju Vera. Villa ahead to Melton. Melton to the right. Scores. Draws a foul. Warner Melton with 8 points in the last three trips.
Yeah, and that gives him 15 for the contest. 12 of those coming in the last few minutes.
Yeah, he's putting on a show now. Nolan Adams in the third. Warner Melton in the fourth. And we'll take it anywhere it comes from.
Yeah, and that's a good thing about this team. You got guys that can do that. You don't have to spend on this one.
Feels so different than that second quarter stretch when things were so bad. Free throw away and good by Warner. Completes the three-point play the old-fashioned way. 3:30 mark and ticking. 62-56. 6 points to advantage for the Black, Purple, and Gold. Biggest lead here tonight for Clay County. Brandenburg to the hoop. Offensive foul call. A charge called against Brandenburg. Melton taking the charge, wouldn't it?
He kind of took over here lately. Two good defensive play, 8 points. It's pretty nice. 9 points.
Yeah, 11-0 run right now for Clay County. Melton with 9 of them.
Yeah. Here we are. Now the pace being slowed a little. Clay County playing with this 6-point lead. Melton with it. Works out of a trap to Eads. Cole now with it inside to Nolan. Nolan going to circle behind the arc. Reach in foul going to be called. They're going to end up getting Dabney. I thought maybe Rose had more of the body. 3:06 mark of the fourth. 62-56. Nolan Adams to inbound beside Coach Edwards on the bench. Works it into Jake Copeland. Copeland in a trap, throws it back behind him, and it's over and back. Tough situation.
Yeah, good job by Melton there going and getting it, though. It could have been points,
yeah.
Shouldn't it, Doug?
Yeah, don't let it go free, because if you let it go, they could get scooped.
Jellico back with the possession. Dogs with the lead. Rose with it on the inbound. Works against Eads. All the way to the baseline. Whistles blow. Juju Vela called for the personal. Only his first, so Juju can be pretty aggressive on defense.
And he was right there, so that's, you don't mind that right there.
No, not at all. Nothing needs to come easy right now for Jellico.
And you see Coach Evers got him in Van's pocket at this point.
Juju's up to the task. Here he is working against Van. Van uses his size to back him down, gets the fadeaway jumper. 225 in Tiggy, or 245 rather. 4 points the difference. 62-58. At one time, this was a 15-2 ball game. I think 13 points, perhaps the biggest lead Jellico had. Vela, left corner, gives to Adams. Adams to the rack. Whistles blow. Is the bucket going to count? They say it does. Another and one opportunity for Nolan. I know he's had at least two others. And he's one of the best ever at drawing that contact as he goes to the hoop.
Well, and the plus to it now, that's the fifth foul they've missed. So it's her foul now, we're getting two shots. So
completes the three-point play, 65-58, 7 points the difference. 2:25 remains. Long jumper by Dabney. True, he's played well. Full timeout taken by head coach Mike Reynolds. 2:18 left in this contest. Clay County leads 65-60 over Jellico.
Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local and regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce. With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Back here live, Bulldog basketball being presented by Wellworth Bank, carrying common. 2:10 left in this one. What a contest it's been. A game of runs for each squad. Pretty even right now. 5 points to lead for Clay County. Good matchup here. Adams working against Bolin. Now it's going to be Melton working against Bolin. Warner with a on fire fourth quarter. Just a great run of a couple of possessions. They had 8 points in three trips and took a charge in the midst of it. Clay County working time here already down to a minute 45. Nolan Adams to the hoop. Blocked from behind. Picked up by Bolin. Bolin presses ahead. To Van. Van to the rack. Scores high off the glass. 3-point ball game. Cole leads on the inbound. Tapped back to him from Nolan. Nolan now crosses the timeline. And we will see Nolan go to the line to shoot two. Dabney ends up kind of taking the harm, but he did commit the foul. Fouls out with it does junior Gavin Dabney, and he's played well tonight.
Oh, he's played real well. And you hate to see him foul out until he's playing well, but, you know, late in the game, you got to make the plays, and he's trying to make a play there.
Dabney got good length, had several points tonight, probably into double figures, multiple three-pointers that he's hit. Minute 23 left, and Nolan at line to shoot two to try to make this, again, a five-point game. First one's good. 66-62 now. second one's away. Good. 5 points the difference. 67-62. Trey Vance, full head of steam. There he is to the rack, and got to get in front of him or something on that.
Yeah, got to slow him down somehow.
30-second timeout taken by Mike Reynolds. We'll stay on air here. Minute 16 left in the contest. Doug, 3 points difference. Of course, a minute 16, a ton of time. What's Coach Edwards talking to his team about, you think, right now?
Well, right now, be strong with the ball because they're going to try to defend you hard right here. Don't be soft with it. Be strong. Hang on to the ball. Take care of it. They've got pretty much got to foul you. So go to the line, make free throws. You've got to be strong right now.
Yeah, you have to imagine it's going to be in Nolan Adams' hands, guys. He's up to 24 points on the night. Kind of jump-started this comeback here in the second half, and he's your guy right here. Yeah. Of course, Cherry also a capable ball handler. He'll be throwing it in full court, so he's got that option to go back to him. But that it's nice to have. We talked about Clay County. They can all handle it, but Nolan Adams is where you want it.
Well,
right,
he's got five ball handlers in right now, too. So
went with the five-yard set. Cherry, Melton, Adams, Villa, and Eads. And a trap now. Cherry in that trap does end up turning it over. Van picks it up. Oh! Overshot Brandenburg. Gives it back to Clay County. A free pass for the Dogs on that one.
Yeah, that's a big break for the Dogs for sure. Let's see if, we're looking for the trap in the corner, so Nolan's going to try to keep it in the middle. Good job by Jellico.
On Saturday, November the 22nd, Jellico won in Jellico 68-66. Right now in Salina, it's Clay County 67, leading Jellico, who has 64. Almost identical games is a timeout taken by Coach Edwards.
Coach Edwards wanting a foul.
Wanting a foul.
I agree with him.
And now the official addressing Coach Edwards, letting you know that.
The next one's what you got to have in this situation. Coach Edwards lobbying for that one, but a lot of contact there, guys. 39.5 seconds left. Dogs up by three, 67-64. And honestly, I didn't know that they'd be in this position at this point, Doug, after that first half.
Oh, no, it's like, man, let me damn it. It's like a total different game, like two different games. So we're just flat and just not playing well at all that first half.
Well, so, saw that second quarter stretch where Coach Edwards says, I've seen enough.
Yeah.
Give me five new guys.
Yeah.
And, sent the pair of freshmen out there, Parker Upchurch, Easton Garner. And it was that little lineup that sparked the run that began it. And then the varsity came back after getting the message, knowing Adams really putting the foot to the gas in the third quarter to get us back to this point.
Yeah, Clay County trailed by as many as 16 in the second quarter, guys.
Yeah, and that's when you saw him jerk them, I think. And the other guys cut it back to single digits. Cherry inbounds to Adams. 38 seconds and ticking. Pass back into the front toward the Cherry. We've got a single possession, three-point ball game here. Aiden Cherry going to the line to shoot two. Has not attempted any free throws tonight. Hadn't taken a ton of shots. Became the primary shot taker during that stretch when the younger guys were in there.
Yeah, made a big three there in this third quarter also. 7 points on the night. Give him eight.
Hits that first. That's a big
one,
too.
That's a huge one.
4 points the difference. Another one coming. 32.5 seconds left. Second attempt's away. Good. Aiden Cherry comes out, Jake Copeland goes in. So joining Jake Copeland are Melton, Eads, Adams, and Villa. 32.5 seconds left. 5-point ball game, 69-64. Trey Van on the inbound. Van, full head of steam across the timeline, dribbles behind the back into the paint, spins into the paint, loses the handle. Picked up there by Bolin. Bolin kicks outside to Rose. 3-pointer good. Rattled around and fell. And now a full timeout taken by Jellico. 20.4 seconds left. We'll go ahead and go to break here. Play a couple of ads and return.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief.
At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
For years, the Citizens family of banks has been operating in our communities under several names. Citizens Bank, Bank of Salina, Liberty State Bank, Smith County Bank, Traders Bank, and American Bank and Trust. Now we're all coming together under one new name, Wellworth Bank. Together, we're ready to serve you with even greater care. Wellworth Bank, care in common. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back here live, Bulldog basketball being presented by Wellworth Bank. Cherry to inbound, 20.4 seconds left. Works it into Eads. Eads in a trap, gets back to Aiden. Aiden now going to be fouled by Van. Aiden Cherry goes to the free throw line where he just made a pair.
Yeah, and again, one of your seniors stepping up, Doug. He wanted that ball. He was confident going to the free throw line, just made the last two. He wants to be standing there.
Oh, yeah, he wanted the ball and got it and then took care of it.
First one's away and good. 3 points the difference. Another attempt coming. 67-70, Dogs in front. 16.7 seconds on the clock. Another free throw good by Cherry. 71-67. Jellico inbounds. Brandenburg across the timeline. Stops. Gets to Van. Actually, that's Ayers. Ayers hits the two-point jumper. Coach Reynolds calls another timeout. So 9.9 seconds left. Dogs up by two. Clay County going to have to inbound. We don't even have to get it across the half court. We could literally sit and hold it in the back court. So do you just stand and hold it, with two arms on it and make them come foul you?
I wouldn't. I mean, I wouldn't cover it up because too much can go wrong.
Jump ball, maybe.
Just try to handle the ball good and strong and make them foul you. Don't let them have an opportunity to tie you up. You try to wrap it up. They've got opportunity to tie you up.
Right.
Of course, we've got the jump ball, so we got that in their favor. So,
and a little opposite of normal, I would say. I'd say Coach Edwards is maybe drawing it up to get Cherry the ball.
Yep.
He's stroked four straight free throws here. That's the guy I'd want standing on the line.
Yeah. I mean, if you could pick your poison there, not your poison, but your choice.
And Aiden's been the thrower. Usually you can get back to the thrower pretty quick, but they may foul real quick. So, you look for if they're going to foul off, you want into Nolan or Cole's hand right here, I would think. Or Warner. I mean, you got three in there shooters, so.
Cherry to inbound. 11 days ago, Jellico won by two. Can Clay County win by two now? Now timeout taken by Cherry. Just didn't see what he wanted. I don't know how many are left. There's a full timeout taken. We'll play one ad. Be back here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Twin Lakes, the people who bring you better internet, are now bringing you better wireless. Introducing Tri-Lite Mobile, a new wireless service for the Upper Cumberland. Enjoy nationwide coverage, the freedom to bring your own device, and budget-friendly plans, all backed by the local team you know and trust. Right now, when you sign up or upgrade your internet service, you'll get your first line free. Ask about Tri-Lite Mobile from Twin Lakes today. Call 931-476-2355 or visit twinlakes.net. Some restrictions may apply.
Welcome back to Bulldog Basketball, being presented by Wellworth Bank. Dogs lead the Blue Devils of Jellico 71-69, 9.9 seconds left. Clay County's got the ball, got to go the length of the court here, guys.
Here we go. Nolan Adams to inbound this time. Cole Eads underneath the hoop. Nolan with the ball, looking to work it in, does so to Warner Melton. Warner now going to be fouled. 7.8 seconds on the clock. Thomas, when was the last free throw line trip for Melton?
He's only tried one here tonight. It came in that fourth quarter run where he finished off an and one attempt, but just one from the free throw line from Melton, but he's 100% on the night.
7.8 seconds on this clock. Dogs up by two. Melton to shoot two shots. First one's away and good. Big shot. Probably the hardest the body will make. Every eye in the gym on you. Just a silent atmosphere in that moment, and Warner knocking it down. Second one's away, also good. Made them both. 4 points the difference. So, Juju Vela steals the inbound. This one's done. Vela putting the nail in the coffin. If Melton hadn't already done so, and fittingly, Nolan Adams ends up with it in his hands after this team rode that third quarter comeback to grasp what we thought at one point in time was not going to be a possible victory. They walk away with the win. Jellico won 68-66 at their place. It's going to be Clay County winning 73-69 here in Joe Sims Gym. Stay with us for the Farm Bureau postgame show.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Locally owned and operated by Chris and Derek Hicks, H&H Auto and Equipment Parts proudly serves Clay County and surrounding areas with all their parts needs. Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or construction equipment part. And they provide it all with community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. H&H Auto and Equipment Parts, getting you back on the road, back on the water, and back to work in no time.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top players from both the girls' and boys' games by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, and much more on the Farm Bureau postgame show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
For the better part of a century,
One local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Solana has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
For years, the Citizens family of banks has been operating in our communities under several names. Citizens Bank, Bank of Salina, Liberty State Bank, Smith County Bank, Traders Bank, and American Bank and Trust. Now we're all coming together under one new name, Wellworth Bank. Together, we're ready to serve you with even greater care. Wellworth Bank, care in common. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back here to Joe Sims Gym, a jubilant night for the Bulldog Nation. Both teams getting wins tonight, moving to 3-2 on this young season. Going to get into the Bulldog wrap-up brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. And the final result ended up being very similar to the prior meeting these teams had about 12 days ago in Jellico, but took a while to get there.
Yeah, it really did, and again, we talked about it throughout the broadcast, but Clay County came out as flat can be, but, you know, credit the Blue Devils of Jellico. They had brought the defensive intensity, and they were getting a payoff at the end, on the other end, I should say, Doug, and they built an 11-point lead early. Actually went up by as many as 13 midway through that first quarter. It was 19-8 at the end of the first, but at one time, it was 15-2. Early on,
yeah.
And that wasn't in favor of Clay County.
Yeah, it was. You know, Jellico came out with their game plan, and it was working great, just pushing that pace, and nothing we were doing was working, so they just took advantage of it early.
Yeah, they did, and we saw late in that first quarter, Coach Edwards going to the bench. He said, oh, look, guys, we've got to change something up here. Went to that I don't know. I'm going to say the original starters. It's the only way I know to put it.
Right.
But no football guys. Yeah. They started this season, got that Watertown run. And they curbed the ebb and the flow there, but still couldn't quite overcome what Jellico was doing. But they cut it from, you know, 13-9 headed into the second quarter. And then it started ballooning again out to 16. And then Coach Evers goes back with Nolan Adams and his starters there late. And we were talking about it, Doug, if they can just get it to single digits headed into halftime, I thought that would be big, and they did that as Nolan created a bucket. Juju Villa hit a big three-pointer, and then Cole Eads two free throws to cut it to 32-23, a nine-point ball game at the break. I thought that was big.
Yeah, you know, of course, you look at those scores as a coach, you know, what's doable and everything, you always want to be 10 or less, you know, because in high school ball, of course, you're under 10, that's three possessions. You know, 10's typically three possessions. So, you know, that's where you want to get to. And getting to that point by the half was a big deal for Clay County, the way we'd struggled the first half.
Yeah, it makes it feel manageable.
Yeah, it really did. So, Clay County down 9 at the break, and then it was this third quarter, and we talked about that our last broadcast. Coach Edwards making some adjustments, motivating his guys, and the senior Nolan Adams comes out and, well, honestly, just kind of did Nolan Adams things. A personal 7-0 run, scored 10 straight for Clay County. His three-pointer gave them their first lead since that 2-0 lead at the start of the game at 38-37. And Jellico started fighting back, but, you know, Clay County did what they had to do down the stretch. A big run by Warner Melton, 11-0. Run in there for Clay County. Melton had about 9 of that, back-to-back threes in it, and one attempt. And then you saw the other Aiden Cherry, coming up big at the free throw line down the stretch. Doug,
this is this team kind of growing at the end. If you can come back from a 16-point deficit and get a win like this against a really solid Jellicoe team, I think that's looking good for the Dawgs.
Well, when you can put four senior ball handlers on the floor in crunch time when it counts, you've got to feel pretty good about that. And that's what Coach Evers had tonight, four solid seniors and well, did you use what, a sophomore?
Junior.
So you had some experience on that floor, and that's nice to be able to put that out there.
Yeah, and he, you know, Juju in part of that lineup, he knows what part he brings to that, and you saw it at the end, stealing that inbound pass, just slipping up there playing that tough defense.
Yeah, just a good win for Clay County as it was back and forth. They also had to seal it at the end. We talked about Cherry at the free throw line, but defensively as well, I thought they did a good job in the second half, Doug.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of pressure. When you step up there, nobody guarding you and the game on the line, that's a lot of pressure. We knocked down, what, six in a row, I believe, that stretch. So that's huge free throws.
Absolutely. A lot of games have been lost in that regard, and this one was won in that regard tonight.
Yeah, Clay County a perfect 3-6, 10-for-10 in the fourth quarter from the free throw line. And,
huge.
And that's big for the Dawgs. Trey Vann led Jellicoe with 20 points tonight, just had four in the first half when he was sitting out with foul trouble. Gavin Dabney had five. Jacob Bolin, a cool dozen, 12. Caleb Rose, 10. Seth Brandenburg, 10. And then we saw Mason Ayers with 7. Dakota Marlowe with 2. So there it is again, Doug. Almost 5 in double figures, but they got 4. I mean, we've seen that for several years from this team. This is an impressive bunch, I think, are the Blue Devils.
Well, and me and Rob talked about it for years. You know going into Jellicoe, you're going to put up 70. And, you know, both games, look at the scores, we go back in the past. It's, you know, a lot of them is in the 80s. So
they are.
You better be ready to get them down the floor and score because they're going to score with you.
No doubt about it. For Clay County, Cole Eads ends up with 6 points here tonight. Jake Copeland had 4. Juju Villa had 5. Parker Upchurch, 1. Easton Garner, 4, and then 3 in double figures. Aiden Cherry ends up with 11 points with those free throws late. Warner Melton, 18 in this one after scoring 15 in that fourth quarter. And then Nolan Adams, 19 in the second half for a total of 24 in this one. That's the type of performances you need if you're a Clay County fan, Doug.
Yeah, you seniors got to step up for you, and they did tonight. You look at you name those three guys, that's three seniors. Plus, you know, Cole, defensive end, that's what you got to have. And like I said, any given night, it can be any of them.
Folks, that has been the Bulldog Wrap-Up brought to you by Eagle Panels of Tennessee. And I can't find my spot. There it is. Find out how to build your dream home the better way. With structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest State Bog Homes in Hermitage Springs. Find out more at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. EcoPanels of Tennessee. They are simply a better way to build. Two good contests tonight. Two TDS top performers to name when we come back from this break.
You're listening to the Farm Bureau Post Game Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all of your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel or Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they're the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Back here live for the final time tonight. We appreciate everybody tuning in to this broadcast against Jellicoe. Doubleheader between the Devils and the Dawgs. Had some good performances. We'll start with the girls game. And you got to talk about the Lady Blue Devil Slayer, sophomore Kalia Crawford. Every time she takes the floor against them, she just puts on the show. But this wasn't a trumped-up gimmick performance by her. She started this ball game as a sophomore. You're going to see her in that starting lineup at other times this year. And she was a big part of it early, setting the tone for it. And I talked about it during the contest. The thing I like about Kalia the most is the grittiness and the athleticism that she brings to the hardwood. She's got her own unique blend of that that's probably different than any other girl on this team. I compared her to a Lacey Weeks in that regard, and that's high praise when you're talking about that level of athleticism. But got that blue-collar mentality, though. There's no job on the court that's above her. She'll go do anything you need her to. And I'm just really excited about watching her the rest of this year and over the next 2 years after this. Only a sophomore, guys.
Yeah. And she's, I always say this, she's that dirty work player.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of her stuff don't show up sometimes, but she goes out there and gives you that effort defensively, just solid, and that's what you want to see out of those young players.
Yeah, and can knock down the three when you need it too. And you talked about being the Lady Blue Devil killer, 19 in the first outing this year, a Baker's dozen in this one, and I don't even remember what she had, but I think she hit 6 or 7 or 8 threes, something like that.
She hit a bunch
there,
on Valentine's Day last year.
So she likes playing Jellicoe, that's for sure. But I'm like you, Daniel, looking forward to seeing this young player develop. And I think you're talking about the Wicks comparison. She's long. She's got that wingspan like Lacey had. And that's where the defense comes in for her also, Doug. And looking forward to a bright future from Clear Crawford.
Yeah, I just think she's going to get better, and she's already really good. Boys action, of course, y'all just followed along with us through that trail. It was about two huge second-half performances, one from Nolan Adams in the third quarter, one from Warner Melton in the fourth, almost identical in what they accomplished in those two quarters. Tuesday night, we named Warner TDS top performer. Got to go to Nolan tonight. That third quarter, we were still down. We're down 9 at the break. And I remember at one point, Nolan had 10, all 10 of our first 10, maybe 11 of our first 11. And he did it the hard way. You know, Nolan gets in there and gets those tough baskets where he's driving. He's barely hanging off the hardwood when he releases. He's drawing contact. And we recognize that his freshman year, that, hey, this kid can get to the hoop. And he's only got better at that as the years went by. Now during his senior campaign, he's got all the tools necessary to be an outstanding player.
Oh, yeah, and he'll go in there and he'll make a shot. You for how did he get that off? You know, he just, but he does, and he makes it look so easy and everything. And, you know, he charged that run tonight, got us the lead, and then everybody chipped in and finished it off. That's just a good effort by Clay County.
Well, I remember looking down there in that second quarter at the bench at Nolan Adams. I couldn't help myself when Coach Edwards set down his starters there. You know, you're talking about frustration.
Sure.
A guy that knows what he wants. He wants to win that ball game, and he couldn't do nothing about it because he's sitting on his tail over here on the bench. And I think when he came out in the second half, he said, hey, that's not going to happen again. That's for sure. And he put his head down, scored 10 straight for Clay County. They were down 7. It played really well, but still down 7. But Nolan Adams said, nah, let me give us the lead, and we'll go from there. But he just brings that confidence to this entire team. We talk about it during football, what he does in that regard. You know, great players make other players better. And to me, that's what it is. When these guys look around and say, hey, we got Nolan, we're never out of it.
Right, I think so.
And Nolan Adams just gave them that opportunity, gave them that edge, and then Warner Melton, Aiden Cherry, the rest, brought it home down the stretch. And I don't know, I'm really excited about this Bulldog team after watching them tonight, this comeback win.
One big thing, too, you know, when you talk about the frustration you can visibly see on him, and I've said this before, I'll say it one more time, it's that type of frustration that in his earlier years he wasn't always able to channel into going out and turning it positive, making a difference. He's flipped that switch. We saw him do that last year, and now being the leader of the squad and doing that, it's a beautiful thing to sit and watch.
Oh,
he did a great job over tonight.
And his teammates follow him.
Yeah.
You know, that's, you know, you got to have a good leader, and he's a good leader. Of course, we got a team of leaders this year. That's a big difference.
Yeah, we'll have this same thing about a different one the next time with all these seniors that are so instrumental.
Yeah.
Tonight's TDS top performers, Kalia Crawford and Nolan Adams, brought to you by TDS Disposal, serving all your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Well, fellas, like it is oftentimes, we're the last guys in the building, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Except for maybe Coach Edwards and one or two more over here, but that's what we sign up for. Enjoy bringing these broadcasts to you guys, especially on these inclement weather nights. We're glad y'all safe at home.
No doubt about it. Thanks to our sponsors, Wellworth Bank and all of the rest. Appreciate you being here with us, Doug, filling in for Coach Sims, and got one more tomorrow night. I'm not going to be here for the start of it. Maybe back for the boys' game. Got a little business got to go take care of. Little brother John is going to be over here producing and keeping some stats for us.
Yeah, and he'll do well. Of course, John, a veteran. He's been at this a while, but it'll be the first one. Of course, I know Thomas is going to kill him. This will be the first one ever. Volleyball, softball, baseball, you know, everything that's ever been done, you know, he's always been here. We've always said, no, we can do one without me. Well, we can do one without John. We can do one without whoever. But we said, we can't do one without Thomas.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to come set it all up.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and then we'll be fine if it's all set up.
We'll just let Doug handle it all.
You may be in trouble if I had to handle that part.
Folks, we appreciate y'all listening in. If it wasn't for our listeners, we wouldn't be able to do this. We're going to sign off for Doug Strong and Thomas Weaver. I'm Daniel Strong. Lady Dogs and Dogs win tonight. And we wish y'all a good night.